Krishna Krishna Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare
Yeah. Thank you.
ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ അഭയചരണാരവിന്ദ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത ഗോസ്വാമി മഹാരാശീല പ്രഭുപാദിക്ക് ജയം. നിത്യലീലാ പ്രവിഷ്ണോ വിഷ്ണുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിവ്രജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്രശത ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ ഭക്തസിദ്ധാന്ത സരസ്വതി മഹാരാശീല പ്രഭുപാദിക്ക് അനന്തകോടി വൈഷ്ണവൃന്ദക്ക് നാമാചാര്യ ശ്രീ ഹരിദാസ് ഠാക്കൂർക്ക് പ്രേം സഹോ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധര ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗര ഭക്തവൃന്ദക്ക് ശ്രീ ശ്രീ രാധാകൃഷ്ണ ഗോപഗോവിനാഥന ശ്യാമകുണ്ട് രാധാകുണ്ട് ഗിരി ഗോവർദ്ധാനിക്ക് വൃന്ദാവൻ ധാമക്ക് മായപ്പൂർ ധാമക്ക് മധുരപുരി ധാമക്ക് ജഗന്നാഥ്പുരി ധാമക്ക് ദ്വാരകാപുരി ധാമക്ക് ഗംഗമായിക്ക് യമുനമായിക്ക് തുളസിദേവിക്ക് ഭക്തിദേവിക്ക് സാമവേദ ഭക്തവൃന്ദക്ക് ഗോ പ്രേമനന്ദി ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ദേശമല്ലി ബോളി ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ദേശമല്ലി ബോളി ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ദേശമല്ലി ബോളി ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ശ്രീ ശ്രീ ഗുരുവൻ ശ്രീ ഗൗരൻ ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ശ്രീല പ്രഭുപാദ ശ്രീമദ്ഭക്തിവിനാമദസ്വാമിനാമേ നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതേവം ഗൗരവമായ പ്രചാരിണി നവവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശധാരിണി ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ സംസാരസാഗരേ മഗ്നം ദീനം മാം കരുണാനിധേ കർമ്മഗ്രാഹ്യഗൃഹീതാംഗം മാമുദ്ധര ഭവാർണവാൽ ശ്രീമൽഭവഗവദാഖ്യോയം പ്രത്യക്ഷ കൃഷ്ണമേവ ഹി സ്വീകൃതോസി മയാ നാഥ മുക്ത്യർത്ഥം ഭവസാഗരേ മനോരഥേ മദീയോയം സഫലാ സർവദാ ത്വയാ നിർവിഘ്നേനൈവ കർത്തവ്യം ദാസോഹം തവ കേശവ ഭവേ ഭവേ യഥാ ഭക്തി പാദയോർത്ഥവ ജായതേ തഥാ കുരുഷ്വ ദേവേശ നാഥസ്ത്വം നോ യദ പ്രഭോ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം യസ്യ സർവപാപ പ്രണാശനം പ്രണാമോ ദുഃഖശമനം തം നമാമി ഹരിം പരം ജന്മാദ്യസ്യ യതോന്വയാദി തരദശ്ചാത്തേഷ്വഭിജ്ഞസ്വരാ തേനേ ബ്രഹ്മ ഹൃദ യ ആദി കവയേ മുഹ്യന്തി യൽ സുരയാം തേജോപരിമൃതം യഥാ വിനിമയോ യത്ര ത്രിസർഗോ മൃഷ ധാംനാ സ്വേന സദാ നിരസ്ത കുഹകം സത്യം പരം ധീമഹി ധർമ്മ പ്രോജിത കൈതവോത്ര പരമോ നിർമത്സരാണാം സതാം വേദ്യം വാസ്തവം അത്ര വസ്തു ശിവദം താവത്രയോന്മൂലനം ശ്രീമൽഭാഗവതേ മഹാമുനികൃതേ കിം വാപരൈരീശ്വര സദ്യോ ഹൃദ്യവരുദ്ധ്യതേത്ര കൃതിഭി ശുശ്രൂഷുഭീ തൽക്ഷണാൽ നിഗമകൽപതരോർഗലിതം ഫലം ശുകമുഖാതമൃതദ്രവ സംയുതം പിപദ ഭാഗവതം രസമാലയം മുഹുരഹോ രസികാ ഭുവി ഭാവുകാഃ സച്ചിദാനന്ദരൂപായ വിശ്വോൽപത്യാദിഹേതവേ താപത്രയ വിനാശായ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ വയം നുമാ യം പ്രവ്രജന്തം അനുഭേദം അഭേദകൃത്യം ദ്വൈപായനോ വിരഹകാതരമാജുഭാവ പുത്രേതി തന്മയതയാത്തരവോഭിനേതു തം സർവഭൂതഹൃദയം മുനിം ആനതോസ്മി യസ്വാനുഭാവമഖില ശ്രുതിസാരമേകം അധ്യാത്മദീപം അതിഥിതീർഷതാം തമോന്ധം സംസാരിനാം കരുണയാഹ പുരാണഗുഹ്യം തം വ്യാസസൂനും ഉപയാമി ഗുരും മുനീനാം നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേൽ കമനീയ കിശോരമുഗ്ധമൂർത്തേ കളവേണു കൊണിതാതൃദാനനെന്തോ മമ വാജി വിജൃംഭതാം മുരാരേ മധുരിം നാം കനികാവി കാവികാവി നമഃ ഓം വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലേ ശ്രീമതേ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിൻ ഇതി നാമിനേ നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതി ദേവിം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണേ നിർവിശേഷൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശധാരിണേ ശ്രീമൽ ഗുരുചരണാരവിന്ദാഭ്യാം നമ വന്ദേ നന്ദവ്രജ സ്ത്രീണാം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ്ണശ യാസാം ഹരിഗതോ ഗീതം പുനാധീ ഭുവനത്രയം ഗോപീ ചരണാരവിന്ദ പരമാണവേ നമ പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിത ചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദകീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായം അതിസുന്ദരമന്ദഹാസം വാതാലേശ മനിഷം ഹൃദി ഭാവയാമി കോമളം കൂജയൻ വേണം ശ്യാമളോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യപരം ബ്രഹ്മ ഭാസദാം പുരതോ മമ മൂഖം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതി ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം ഓം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമ ശ്രീമതി രാധികായേ നമ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ So, we were discussing last Sunday of the meeting in Samanta Panchakam, that is modern name is known as Kurukshetram. So in Samanta Panchakam, everyone arrived there from Vrindavanam, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Devi, all the cowherd men and the gopis, they all arrived from Vrindavanam. From Dwaraka, Krishna and the whole family of 16,108 wives, children, grandchildren, they have also arrived. Apart from that, Kauravas from Hastinapur and Pandavas from Indraprastham, they have also arrived. In addition to that, Srimad Bhagavatam says that from all over the country, people were present there because they were all invited and they all came to know that Krishna was going to be present at this full solar eclipse which was going to happen at that time. So, what we were spoken about last Sunday was that there were so many different scenes what was happening in Samanta Panchakam. That you have to remember. There are different scenes, that's what's happening. Initially there was one scene, Kundi Devi, Krishna arranged in such a way that those who have Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda were taken to Vasudev and Devaki and they were together there. And similarly, all the cowherd men, they were taken to the Yadavas or the Vrishnis who have come from Dwaraka and they were all living together. Similarly, different people, personalities who have come from all parts, the great kings and the great personalities who have come to see Krishna, they were also accommodated properly. Mahabharatam says that Ugrasena has actually made the whole arrangements. Ugrasena was the king in Dwaraka at that time. He has made all the arrangements. So, all these different scenes were going on at the same time in Samanta Panchakam. So, during the solar eclipse, they all had the opportunity. Actually, one will ask the question, why Krishna arranged this, isn't it? Why did Krishna do this? Why all these people were brought to Samanta Panchakam together? This is a very important question because Krishna is concerned, he doesn't have to bathe for solar eclipse or anything. There was no need for Krishna to do any of those things, what is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. In order to teach the people to necessity to go on pilgrimages and also how to act during pilgrimage. Pilgrimage is not in those days, you can imagine, that the pilgrimage was taken very seriously. Nowadays we try to adjust our pilgrimage with our job. That is the modern pilgrimage. But in the olden days, the pilgrimages were different. For example, you will find in from the Bhagavatam, as well as in Mahabharatam, that when they all arrived at the scene of Seventh Panchakam, the Krishna had a serious intention behind it. That you will notice only if you read Srimad Bhagavatam. What was that? When Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken by Krishna to Brahma, and when Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken by Brahma to Narada Maharshi, and when Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken by Srinarada Maharshi to Vedavyasa Maharshi, and similarly, when Vedavyasa Maharshi spoke Srimad Bhagavatam to Sukadeva Goswami, and later on when Sukadeva Goswami spoke Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj, and when Suda Goswami spoke Srimad Bhagavatam to Shavanaka Rishi, and similarly, in Bhagavad Gita also, when Krishna spoke to Arjuna, as well as when Krishna spoke to Uddhava, there is one important link in all these things, very, very closely connected. That is what is association of devotees. And that is the most important link in all these things, association with the devotees. But the important thing to note here is, in this meeting in Seventh Panchakam, there was only one discussion. The topic was only one, that was Krishna. It was never discussed any other topic. And the happiness that they were receiving from the, they were rejoicing in the association of so many devotees together. Great, great sages were there. They were discussing about Krishna. People were going and listening to them, what they had to say about Krishna. And they were relishing that in the association of the great sages. All the sages are listed there. Similarly, there was also discussion by all the women, all the the Kaurava women and the Pandava women, Draupadi and others. They were there. The gopis were there. And they were brought separately to another place by Krishna. They were discussing about Krishna. Krishna's wives, all of them, 16,108 wives, and they were discussing about Krishna. The cowherd men who come from Vrindavanam, they were remembering their olden days with Krishna. And similarly the gopis. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda were discussing Krishna with Vasudeva and Devaki. Overall, the whole atmosphere was only one topic of discussion. That was Krishna. Parasparanukathanam pavanam zayadrisha midastushter midharyadi midastushter. Bhagavadam says like that. That in the Ekadasha Skandam, while speaking to Uddhava, Krishna says there that devotees should join together and discuss about me. That is their main duty. Parasparanukathanam. That parasparanukathanam. Mutual discussion. No other topic except Krishna. So this was the goal of that. In order to do this, Krishna arranged this meeting. That was the whole intention behind it. Not bathing in the Seventh Panchakam, or it was a secondary thing. The primary thing for this meeting was to bring all the devotees together, because many of them have heard about Prahlada, many of them have heard about the gopis, many of them have heard about Uddhava. After hearing about all these personalities, they all wanted to have a experience of these great devotees, how they acted and how they reacted to each other, interaction between the devotees. So this was a golden opportunity Krishna has offered to everyone, all those who came there to participate in this solar eclipse. And that is what you will find in this particular verse. Midhoradir midastushter nivrtir midhamalpanam parasparanukathanam pavanam bhagavad yasha parasparanukathanam pavanam bhagavad yasha midhoradir midastushter nivrtir midhamalpanam. That parasparanukathanam pavanam bhagavad yashas. Krishna's glory is the only thing that was to be discussed by all these great personalities. So you can imagine a whole area, people discussing only about Krishna. So this benefit of association with devotees is only when you are discussing about Krishna. Otherwise it is not good. Simply socializing was not the goal of the meeting. But the goal of the meeting was to discuss about Krishna. Parasparanukathanam pavanam bhagavad yashal midhoradir midas surshtim. That what will happen is midhoradir. Mutually they will feel a tremendous happiness about Krishna. Mithas tushtir and satisfaction from that. Mithavaradar mithas tushtir then. Parasparanukathanam pavanam bhagavad yashal mithavaradar mithas tushtir nivartir mithamalmanam. And also the soul will rejoice in the association of the such great personalities. Nivartir mithamalmanam. The soul will get that opportunity. So you can see how things were planned by Krishna in advance for the benefit. Krishna decided this time, I'm going to give this opportunity to all those devotees. Whoever wants to come, they can come. And everyone's inside, Krishna was prompting them to come to Kurukshetra. That is also an interesting thing. That if you see the list of the sages who have come there, Bhagavatam is not complete on that list. We mentioned only the important personalities. If you look at Mahabharatam, you'll find who else had come. The whole list of sages who had come, because they were all prompted from within by Krishna's arrangement. All these people who went there, they were all prompted from within by Krishna's arrangement. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead decided to offer this one great opportunity. So after spending some time, they all started feeling they didn't want to go back. This is what happens, that in proper Krishna's association, where is the question of leaving Krishna and going back home? There is no question of going back. This desire had come to them. That was the beauty of their meeting. They realized it, how important it is in association with the devotees, how you enjoy Krishna. So when they started experiencing this, nobody was wanting to go back. The news came to Ugrasena Maharaj, King Ugrasena, that people are saying like this, nobody wants to go back. Ugrasena immediately said, whoever wants to stay, as long as they want to stay, they can stay here. All accommodation and everything will be provided. No charge, free of charge, they say. So Ugrasena was very magnanimous that he offered this facility to all the people as long as they wanted to stay. So because of that, apparently this lasted over 3 months' time. This stayed together in Seventh Panchakam. But then the rainy season had come and then they all decided to depart. But so many things have happened in that time in Vrindavanam. And that is what we were discussing last Sunday. Kunti Devi and Vasudev met with each other. Kunti Devi spoke about her distress and Vasudev answered by saying that how Krishna has protected them. In other words, Vasudev was hinting to Kunti Devi, we have no other shelter except Krishna. So they also came to the conclusion that best thing is to take Krishna's shelter. And Kunti Devi, naturally being her brother with Vasudev, had a very open and intimate talk about the family situation with the Kauravas and the Pandavas, and that was also opened up their heart. And they were able to discuss like that. And after that, Krishna went to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. And that was one of the most touching, a very heartfelt meeting for Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda to see Krishna and Balaram together there. When they were children at Vrindavanam, when they brought them up, Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, from then a long separation from them, since then. Now Krishna is married, Balaram is also married, they have got 16,108 wives, children, grandchildren, everybody. But Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda is still thinking of those days in Vrindavanam, how it used to be. So when Krishna came to see them, that is what that discussion happens there. Eda, verse 38 in 82, chapter 82, verse 38. Eda vadrashta vidarau yuvayosma vitrau samprinana abhyudaya poshana palanani prapyoshadur bhavadi pashmahayad vakshanor nyastha vagutrajamayo nasadambaraswam. Yashoda's special service to Krishna, that is what is discussed in this. Then, Yashoda was saying that Krishna and Balaram did not have the opportunity to see their real parents, Vasudeva and Devaki. But we put all our love and affection towards you in that. And just like you protect the pupil in the eye, how you protect all the time, in your eyes are protected. In a similar way, they had to protect Krishna and Balaram at that time. Samprinana bhyudaya poshana palanani prapyoshadurbhavadi pashmahayadvadashnor niyasthavagutrajabhayo nasadam paraswam. They were fed and looked after very nicely by Yashoda Devi and Nanda Maharaj. How can one forget all those things, what they have done? We will see how this comes back later in this chapter. Shri Shuka Uvaja Gopyascha Krishnamu Balabhya Jiradhavishtam Yat Prayakshane Drishishu Pashmakradam Shabandim Drakbirkhradi Gridamalam Parirabhya Sarvam Stadbhava Vapuravinityujam Durapam. After this, Krishna and Balaram, they went to see the gopis. So when they went to go see the gopis, instead of gopis coming to Krishna, Krishna went up to them and raised this question to the gopis that you must have forgotten us all, isn't it? In fact, gopis wanted to ask this question. But before gopis could ask that question, Krishna asked the same question to them. So they couldn't say anything further. And they didn't know what to say further. They were a little bit puzzled by this question. Krishna saying to them, you have forgotten us all, haven't you? So that is how Krishna started the conversation. But that visit to gopis, Shastras, Vedavyasa and Sudeva Goswami saying that there was another plan behind it. The plan was this. That when Uddhava was sent to visit the gopis, if you remember that when Krishna and Balaram left Vrindavan, and then Uddhava was deputed to go and see the gopis in Vrindavanam, and to convey the message from Krishna that he will soon come back. And in that visit, if you remember Brahmaragidam, where we discussed about the bumblebee, how Uddhava came and Radharani had the mutual discussion about all these things we covered in the 10th canto before. So at that meeting, the intention of sending Uddhava was to make Uddhava realize the devotion of the gopis. That was one of the plan behind it. The second thing what was involved there was also through Uddhava, Krishna wanted to communicate to the gopis that they should love Krishna wholeheartedly without any reservation. And also to understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Simply loving Krishna wasn't enough in that relationship. But apart from that, to understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Uddhava went there, achieved most of the mission and came back. And at the last time when Uddhava was leaving, what did they say? Gopis said to Uddhava one thing. Rasa krida lulidalilidam vishladhal keshavasham mandol bhinnam shramajalaganam lobhaniyam todangam. In the rasa dance, when Gopis said to Uddhava, we have only one desire now left in us. We have no desire. Krishna and Balaram, let them be Vasudeva and Devaki's children. And they are great personalities. They have many things to do in this world, to achieve many, many things. We are ordinary people from Vrindavanam. Our job is to make buttermilk and cheese and yogurt and sell them. And we make our living here. We have no complaint about it that Krishna has left us and gone away. But what we are unable to forget is the days Krishna had spent here with us. And if you ask us what we would like to have once again, is all that time we spend with Krishna, especially the rasa dance. So, Gopi said to Uddhava, Rasa krida lulidalilidam vishladhal keshavasham. Uddhava, we are unable to forget that beauty of Krishna, whose hair was falling on both sides after dancing with us for so long a time, that the hair has fallen and he was sweating all over. And that beautiful body we were able to embrace. And Krishna and us enjoyed so much in that time. Vishladhal keshavasham mandol bhinnam shramajalaganam lobhaniyam todangam. That beauty of Krishna at that time in the rasa dance, what Krishna has exhibited was one of the most important beautiful form of Krishna that was seen during the appearance of Krishna in this planet. Rasa krida lulidalalidam vishladhal keshavasham mandol bhinnam shramajalaganam lobhaniyam todangam karunyabde sakradavi samalingidam darshayedi. That once again, if we get an opportunity to see that form one more time in our life, we will consider that as our good fortune. Gopi said to Uddhava like this. Karunyabde sakradavi samalingidam darshayedi premonmadal bhuvanamadana tolprayastvam vilevu. Saying this, Gopi started crying that day. That the separation, when they thought about that separation from Krishna, Krishna has gone away from Vrindavanam. And gopis were feeling that separation. They were singing about Krishna and the glories of Krishna, and they were passing that time. It was that time that Uddhava had come and again reawakened their memories of Krishna. When their memories were woken up again, they were fallen into the same situation like before. The feeling of separation started building up very strongly inside, and they started crying. Saying this, they started crying again. So when Uddhava saw all those things, he couldn't say anything after that. And then he returned back to Mathura and told Krishna and Balaram, this is the situation in Vrindavanam. Although gopis were pacified at that time by Uddhava's special technique, which he has told them what to do when you are missing Krishna. So then they have followed that, but still they wanted to enjoy that rasa dance together with Krishna. That desire came back to them. So this was the next thing what Krishna had in the agenda. Krishna went up to the gopis and told them and spoke to them many, many, many things. And gopis all felt extremely blissful. Extremely blissful. And in that situation, Krishna had another intention there. The intention was, now Krishna wanted the gopis to realize who he is, that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, the knowledge was given at that time. Uddhava spoke about this very limitedly before. Because when Uddhava was sent, the intention was Uddhava should know gopis' devotion. Yeda param tanubrudo bhuvi gopavadhum Govinda eva nikhilalpa nirudhabhava Vachandiyal bhaviyo minayovayamja Kim brahma janmabhi ananda katharasasya. That is how in the Bhagavatam it says like that. That the gopis' state of devotion, the state of consciousness, what they were so absorbed in Krishna, that Uddhava had to go and report back to Krishna in this way. Evam bhaktya sagala bhuvane nekshidana shudava. This kind of devotion I have not seen anywhere in this creation. Uddhava was saying to Krishna, evam bhaktya sagala bhuvane nekshidana shudava. I have not seen it, I have not heard about it. Kim shastrauge kimiha tapasa. What is the need to study all the Shastra if one has already come to that platform? Kimiha tapasa. What is the necessary to perform any austerities or penances? Gopigabhyo namostu. All my obeisances to the gopis, Uddhava said, and fell down there in paying his obeisances to the gopis. That is what the only thing Uddhava did when he went back to Krishna. Now Krishna had come back. Now that the devotion has matured, the knowledge also should be there along with that. And Krishna has made sure that the gopis understood what Krishna's position is. So we'll see in the next few verses, Krishna is instructing the gopis on his position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shri Shuka Vajam Gopyascha Krishna Ubalabhajiradhavishtam Yal Prayakshane Drishishu Pashmagradam Shabandim. That Krishna wanted that conviction in their mind that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, that conviction should come to them. Gopis were complaining about Lord Brahma, who have actually created this. That the twitch in the eye that was actually blocking their vision of Krishna. That is how much they were attracted to. So they were complaining about Brahma, about this, that, and the gopis enjoyed that association very strongly. Bhagavam stasada bhuda vivittam vasangada ashleshyanamayam prishtva prahasannidama bravil. Krishna went up to them, smiling at them, and start embracing them, and started speaking. Abhismaradana sakhyam swanamartha jagirshaya gadam shirayidan jatru pakshakshavana jayetasaham. That we had to leave you. Gadam shirayidan chatru pakshakshavana jayetasaham. That we had to leave you for a long time because I had other responsibilities, killing these demons, Kamsa, and so many others along with that. Because of all that, I had to stay away from you for a very long time. Do you still remember us when we were there in Vrindavanam? Krishna is asking this question. Abhismarana sakyo swanamartha jagirshaya gadam shirayidan chatro vakshakshavana jedasaha. That അഭ്യവധ്യായസ്മൻസിത് അകൃതജ്ഞാ വിശങ്കയ നൂനം ഭൂതാനി ഭഗവാൻ യുനക്തി വിയുനക്തി ച. Then Krishna says to the gopis, do you still think that I am very ungrateful that I have left you and gone away like that? Do you still misunderstand me in that? Please do not think like that. And then Krishna says, what brings people together? It is the Supreme Personality of Godhead who bring people together and who separate them in due course. That you should never think that you have looked after me during my childhood days in Vrindavanam, but we are not ungrateful for that. We are still thinking about you most of the times, but we could not come and see you before. That vayur yatha khanani gam tranam thulam rajam sija samyojya akshvade bhuya sada bhutani bhudakral. That this coming together and separating is not dependent on one's own but one's own desire. That's not what brings people together or separate them from that. That the clouds come together, the grass comes together, and dust come together. All that comes under the influence of wind. Some of them comes under the influence of the wind. They come together and they get separated in due course. Similarly, Krishna, who has created all these living entities, they also are brought by Krishna's arrangement together. മൈ ഭക്തിർ ഹി ഭൂതാനാം അമൃതത്വായ കൽപ്പതേ ദിഷ്ടായ ദാസിൻ മത് സ്നേഹോ ഭവദീനാം മദാപനാഹം. That when the living entities have developed pure love for me, they come out of this material existence. Krishna says to them that, and it is good fortune that you have developed that attachment for me. അഹം ഹി സർവഭൂതാനാം ആദിരന്തോന്തരം വഹി ഭൗതികാനാം യഥാഖം വാർ ഭൂയ ഭൂവായോർ ജ്യോതിരംഗനാഹം. That that by attachment and love, ultimately it is me whom you have to attain. And Krishna says to them that the beginning and the end, inside, outside, everything is me. All the five material elements have created the whole creation, and from that other things have come out from there. The material elements were joined together in different forms, and from there, and that is all my form. It's an expansion of me. Krishna explains to them, evam hedani bhudani bhudeshu alpalpana tada ubhayam mayya vivare pashyada abhadam aksharem. That in different ways the soul accepts bodies in different forms, and that is natural. That is the way the creation has happened, and the soul is situated in all these different kinds of material bodies that is present here. Then, of course, in this situation, if you have still feeling that how can I we achieve Krishna in that form, Krishna is saying there that the material elements, although existing in all different living entities in some forms, that is only for the living entity to enjoy and utilize that life here. But spirit soul is different from all that. Spirit soul is totally independent. And the soul has a direct relationship with me, Krishna says. The soul has a direct relationship with Krishna, not the material body or the material elements. So as long as that link between the soul and Krishna is strong, Krishna says that is what one has to rebuild. Shri Shuka Uvajam Adhyalpa Shikshaya Gopya Evam Krishnena Shikshidaham Tadanusmarana Dvastam Jiva Goshastam Adhyagan. That Krishna, along with that, Sri Sudeva Goswami is saying there that Krishna started giving this knowledge side of the realization of the Absolute Truth. Krishna was giving that final instructions to the gopis in order to make them realize that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Up to that, their love for Krishna, they didn't know anything about Krishna. They only knew how to love Him. And they have developed that attachment so strongly in Vrindavanam. And that concept that Krishna is also the Supreme Personality, once that knowledge is delivered, then they are prepared to be going back home, back to the spiritual world. So ultimately, the gopis' prayers, Ahuschade Nalina Nabhavadara Vindam Yogishware Rabhi Vijindamakada Bodehi Samsara Gopam Patido Taranavalambam Geham Jushama Vimanas Sudhiyal Sadanam. It is one of the great prayers in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the prayers from gopis. Why? Because this is the prayers from gopis after Krishna has given this transcendental knowledge to them. Once Krishna instructs somebody on a transcendental topic, immediately the result will be there. That is the difference between the instruction, other people's instruction, Krishna's instruction. This you will see throughout Bhagavatam. Whenever Krishna is instructed, the immediate effect on the person who has received the knowledge is immediately manifest in that person. It is like that. When Krishna instructs somebody, Krishna decides in his mind how much devotion that person should have. Krishna decides in his mind how much knowledge that person should have. Krishna decides in his mind how much renunciation that person should have. So it is according to Krishna's decision that a devotee gets it, how much he is going to have. You can't make that decision. Give me everything. You can't ask like that. Krishna will decide how much you should have it. And great, great devotees know this technique. So what they do, they catch Krishna on this point. Always, when they can get him. Whenever Krishna asks them to do something, one devotee said to Krishna, particularly in relationship with Ekadasha Skandam, you will find this. Krishna's most, dearmost thing in the Bhagavatam, what Krishna loves to hear, is Ekadasham, the 11th canto of Bhagavatam. So when Krishna asked one devotee to summarize Ekadasham and Krishna wanted to hear from him what you have understood from that. Because I have spoken this 5,000 years ago to Uddhava. And I asked Uddhava to take it to Badrinath and keep it there with Narayana Maharshi and then return back to the spiritual abode to see me. And Krishna also decided that knowledge what Krishna has left behind through Uddhava Vadesham or instructions to Uddhava, that should stay in this world for those who wants to come back to the spiritual world, purely for their benefit. So those who are following that route, for them that opportunity is Krishna has already opened up the route straight away for them. Only you have to approach it and take it and absorb it. So all these things were there. So when devotee was asked by Krishna, he was hearing whole Srimad Bhagavatam, finished the 10th canto. And when he came to 11th canto, the devotee said to Krishna, "I cannot do it," he said. "I cannot do it. I want to stop it here and go home from there." Krishna says to the devotee, "Why can't you do it? Why can't you tell me about the Ekadasha Skandam? I have spoken with great interest. I spoke about this because in Ekadasham, if you read Krishna's different different instructions to the devotee, one who wants to go back to him, is spoken there." So the devotee said to Krishna that, "I have no capacity to handle Ekadasha Skandam. It is so difficult." Krishna says that, "What do you want from me so that you can talk to me about it?" So that time the devotee called Krishna. He says to him, devotee said to Krishna, "When you instructed this Ekadasha Skandam to Uddhava, at that time in your mind you have decided, Uddhava, you should have so much devotion, haven't you?" Krishna says, "Yes, I have decided." And similarly, when you spoke to this to Uddhava, you also decided how much knowledge you should have. Krishna says, "Yes, how much knowledge Uddhava should have." Because all these things, devotion, knowledge and all, you can't measure it with a cup, can you? That you can only know it, how much Krishna wants you to have it. And similarly, renunciation also. The same thing he repeated. So Krishna understood that devotee's mind, that he wants all these things. So he is asking me in a different way. So Krishna gave the assurance to him that he will have that knowledge, renunciation and devotion as much as Krishna wanted to offer it to Uddhava. That is how Ekadasha Skandam is such an important topic in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that how many devotees have handled it and how they have, each one of them have derived fresh understanding of spiritual life from that. What does Krishna want? That is more important. Not what the Veda says or anything else says. Krishna is directly telling you something. "This is what I want from you. Paraspara anukathanam pavanam bhagavat yashalt midhoradir midastushtir nivirtir midhamal manaha." It is from the Ekadasham, this verse. Paraspara anukathanam pavanam bhagavat yashalt. This is what Krishna wants. Devotees should sit together and discuss about him. And midhoradir midastushtir. And then you can see what happens, Krishna says. So like this, everything is under control by Krishna. So similarly, here also in the Samanda Panchakam, that in this association, gopis were present there and Krishna was instructing. But gopis, this prayer came up. Why? Ahuschade nalina nabhavadaravindam yogeshwarei abhivijindya maghadabhodehi. Gopis have heard all these instructions from, transcendental instructions from Krishna. And they were now fully realized and ready to be really ready to go home, back to Vrindavanam. But before going back, the Krishna asked them, is there any more desire in your heart? So, to ask that question, Krishna would not have asked that question unless Krishna knew that there is no more desire in their heart. What one wants in life, one has got it. And where is the need to think anything further? So what did the gopis say to Krishna? Ahushade nalina nabha padaravindam yogeshwarena bivijindya maghada bodehi. That gopis all together spoke this to Krishna. It is together they spoke these words to Krishna. What did they say? They say to Krishna that all great yogis and great personalities, they are trying to hold you in their heart all the time, isn't it? Ashtanga yogis, jnana yogis, they are all meditating, sangha yogis, they are all following different routes. And all that they are trying to do is to keep Krishna in their heart all the time. And that is the goal of all the meditation, of all the knowledge and everything. They are all trying to do this. In the very core of their heart, they keep you. That's what they are trying to do. But Gopi's prayer to Krishna was like this. Yogeshwarera pivichindya maghada bodehim. Then, samsara koopam patidotarana valambam. We will now go back to Vrindavanam. When we go back, we will continue with our business, what we were doing there, whatever that was we were doing. So, we will not see you anymore when we go back. But, we have one request. Gopis were not great sages or great personalities. They were ordinary people selling butter, cheese and milk and all that, and they were making a living from that. And they carried on with their life. That was their quiet life in Vrindavanam. So they lived like that and they were saying to Krishna, samsara koopam patito taranavalambam. What is the speciality of Krishna's lotus feet? Krishna's lotus feet, if you hold on to that, that lotus feet will get you out of this material world, material existence. That's the beauty of that lotus feet. And that is the reason why the jnanis, why the yogis, and why the great devotees hold on to Krishna's lotus feet. Anybody else's lotus feet won't help. It has to be Krishna's lotus feet. So, samsara koopam patito taranavalambam. That lotus feet is the avalambam, or that is the shelter for those who wants to free themselves from the cycle of birth and death, from material existence. So Krishna says there, gopis are saying to Krishna, geham jushamabi manasudiyal sadana. That when we are in Vrindavan, when we are engaged in our daily activities, the mind should always hold on to that lotus feet. It should not move away from there even 1 second. This is our only prayers. Gopis did not say that they want liberation. Gopis did not say, take us back home, back to Godhead. Nothing. All that gopis have told Krishna is that again and again, gopis' words, if you look, geham jusham abhi manas sudiyal sadanam. That all the time, as and when our mind goes away from your lotus feet, that lotus feet should come like what? Like a sun which is just coming up in the horizon. Why did the gopi say like that? This is another question, isn't it? That why not like the sun which is setting, or why not the sun which is in the middle of the day, scorching sun? The gopis didn't say like that. Gopi says that sun which is just coming up in the sky, because gopis in their mind were thinking Krishna's childhood. Krishna's childhood and the sun rising in the horizon is something like similar, because the sun had its early days during the day. So that is that reason why they mentioned like that. Gopis were not attracted to any other form of Krishna, any other pastimes in Dwaraka or Mathura or anywhere else. They wanted to simply remember those days in Vrindavanam when Krishna was a little boy and when he spent the time with them. That is what they could not forget. And therefore, they were not attracted like Rukmini Devi with the opulences of Dwaraka or the pastimes of Dwaraka. They were not attracted to that. They were only attracted to this particular childhood pastimes of Krishna. And that is why they mentioned that exactly like when the sun is rising, In other words, just like the childhood times of Krishna, that is what we should come back to us again and again and remind us about that. Ahushade nalina napapadaravindam yogeshware ravivijindya makhada bhodehi samsara kupa patito taranavalambam geham jushama vimanasudiyal sadanam. That is how the gopis have prayed to Krishna. And with that verse, that particular chapter in Dashamaskande Uttaradhe Vishnu Gova Sangamo Nama Vishiri Ramodhyaya Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sangirtanam Govinda Govinda. So from this we are moving on to another scene, what has happened in the Samanta Panchakam. This is also another interesting meeting that was happening in Samanta Panchakam. The gopis have finished. We will come back to that later again, because when they were all departing from Samanta Panchakam, every one of them were bidding farewell, and that is a scene which is worthwhile reading in the Bhagavatam. And it has such an impact on the devotee. Anyone will desire to be there in that meeting. Only Bhagavatam does is to create a genuine desire in the heart of a devotee to be present in that meeting, what happened with Krishna and the devotees. Always when you read all these things and we think about what happens now when we go on pilgrimage, 50% of the time he spent on bargaining with the taxi man and rest of the time is spent on finding a place to live, or about 80% or 90%, how much topic about Krishna is discussed, one has wonders most of the time. First of all, the whole Kali, these are all symptoms of the Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga will not allow you even to do the pilgrimage properly. Even such is the influence of Kali Yuga in this age. That's what is Bhagavatam is saying. Pilgrimages in those days were not in the plains or in the motor cars. They all walked to these places, and in order to get the full benefit of pilgrimage, it's also necessary. That is why sometimes we say we try to adjust our pilgrimage for a couple of weeks in a year, and we want to do in a couple of weeks the whole journey. And often we don't find enough time to do anything. So and mostly 80% you are sick also when you get there. So when you come back, if you ask the person, he says, "Oh, I had a great time." But then that's only the beginning. And after that, when the conversation continues, "I was sick most of the time." That is the next, followed by the first happiness what has come out. Majority of the cases it happens like that. But then you have to console them, saying, "No, you're not a loser still. You got some benefit at least going to the holy dham." This we say like that. But if you read Srimad Bhagavatam's this pilgrimage in Samanta Panchakam, there is no report of anybody getting sick because of the water, or there is anyone getting sick because of the food poisoning, or anyone getting cheated by the taxi driver, or rickshaw man, or the hotel man, or whatever it is. There is no reference to any of those things in the Bhagavatam. So from there we have to understand that this was the proper way a pilgrimage was to be conducted. And especially when the kings take the interest to do that, it makes it all the more interesting, because all the facilities are provided, and the people who go on the pilgrimage also feels a tremendous benefit. More than anything else, Krishna was present there himself. So obviously it has affected everyone to that extent. So that was one scene. Now we go back to what happened there. That when Rukmini and all the other Krishna's wives were present there, that the Draupadi thought about a plan. Draupadi wanted to ask this question for a long, long time, to hear from Rukmini and all the other wives of Krishna how they all got married to Krishna. So Draupadi said this to Rukmini, like this: "Rukmini, for a long, long time I didn't get this opportunity to ask this question. It was always in the back of my mind. And this was the only first time I got this opportunity to ask you all, because we are all together now. Now when the women are all together, you can imagine what that meeting will be about." So the meeting was very much centered around marriages. And the question was, Rukmini Devi was asked by Draupadi how they all got married. And Draupadi's intention was, by speaking about these two things, one, the discussion will be naturally about Krishna. No other topic will be discussed, because the question was how they got married to Krishna. Secondly, it will all be very pleasing for the participants also, because who do not like to talk about their marriage? At least, particularly among the women, they like to talk about how they got married and all. Men, I don't know. It's doubtful whether, in men's case, it's a hard job to make that decision. Man is thinking, how I got entangled in all this thing. When will I be able to get out of this? That's a man's mind working. Not necessarily in all cases, but majority of the cases in Kali Yuga may say like this, finished with all these things, when can I get back home, back to Godhead? So all these things are there in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in all these things. So when this meeting happened, between Krishna's wives and Draupadi, that was an opportunity. Sudev Goswami has not discussed the whole thing in the Bhagavatam. Because if Sudev Goswami had to write down everything in the Bhagavatam, it would have taken another 10 days. Because that is how much it was discussed there. What Sudev Goswami did was, he completely brought it down to the very minimum. And only, you will see one verse for each of the major wives of Krishna, starting from Rukmini onwards. Rukmini was spoken one verse, and Satyavama and Jambavati like that, every one of them has spoken one verse. And what was the conclusion? All of them concluded one thing, that none of us think that we are Krishna's wives. That's what they said. None of us think that we are Krishna's wives. We all think we are servant maids of Krishna. Vayam vai grihadasikaha. In the Bhagavatam, that is the word Sudeva Goswami says. All of them have spoken like this. But when you go through, except Satyavama, you will find everyone is in agreement. We will see why Satyavama is not in agreement. Shri Shuka Vajam Tadanugrihya Bhagavan Gobinam Sukururgadi Udhishthiramatha Pritchal Sarvamsa Sukurdo Vyayam. That when they all met together, that they wanted to discuss about the family. Yudhishthira madha prischal sarvamsya suhrudovyayam. That they wanted to explain in detail how the marriages have happened. Ta evam loganadhena parikrishna sasal krida pratyuja krishna manasas talpadeyekshahadam hasam. That when Krishna has inquired about the welfare of everyone very nicely, and has Krishna has provided every one of them with plenty of presents, another thing. All the Yudhishthira Maharaj and others were present there. They were also very pleased. And Yudhishthira Maharaj at that time felt that he was relieved from all other distress what he was experiencing. Kudo Shivam Tvacharanam Bhujasavam Mahan Manasko Mukhanasrudam Kwajil Pivandiye Karnabudai Alam Prabho Deham Pradam Dehakradaspradichidam. That sometimes among the devotees, when they are enjoying together, what they are enjoying is they are discussing Krishna, and they are feeling a great relief in that. And with that, the idea, the conception of bodily conception will also go away from them. This is the benefit of discussing about Krishna. That, and not only all the auspicious things will happen for them. That hitva atma dhama vidhuta atma krita travastama ananda samplavama khandama kuntha bodham kalo vasrishta nigamavana matra yogam mayakritim paramahamsagadim natasmam. They all prayed their obeisances to Krishna, because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And by Krishna's arrangement alone, the living entity, the spirit soul, gets into these three states of existence, namely the vacant state, the dream states, and the deep sleep. The soul enters into these three phases of existence. That that everyone is controlled by Krishna's Maya. And in that way, all the great liberated souls, they worship the Supreme Personality for as the shelter. Krishiruvaja ityutama shloka shikha manijjane abhishtu valsandhuka kauravastriya savetya govinda katha midho granam sriloka gita shunu varnayamide. All the sages said that apart from Yudhishthira Maharaj and others, many other kings who were also present there, they have also heard about Mahabali and also about Prahlada, and they were all glorifying Krishna. That and they are all glorifying about Krishna, and Kauravas and the Vrishnis, they too. And how they sing about the glories of Krishna. Draupadi Vaja, He Vaidarbhya Chidobadre, He Jambavadi Kausale, He Satyavame Kalindi, Shaubhiro Hini Lakshmane, He Krishna Vatyame Dhanu Bhrudavo Bhagavan Swayam, Ubayeme Yatha Logam Anugurvan Sumayam. Then Draupadi is saying to all the wives of Krishna, Vaidharbhi, which is Rukmini Devi, Bhadra, Jambavadi, Kausala, Satyavama, Kalindi, Shaibya, Rohini, Lakshmani. All of them, she has addressed all of them and said, asked them that if we can discuss how you all got married to Krishna, that will be wonderful. They raised this issue with them. So naturally, who is going to speak first? It is going to be Rukmini, isn't it? Rukmini is Krishna's first wife. So very, very, very limited words, Rukmini concluded what she had to say. Rukmini Vajam, Chaidhyayam arpaidam udyata karmugeshu Rajasva jaya bhadashekharidangri renu Ninye mrigendram eva bhagamajavi yudhal Tachri nigeda charanostadam archanayam. Then the Rukmini's words were, Rukmini said to Draupadi and all others who were present there, I was supposed to be married to Shishubala. That was the plan. I sent a letter through a Brahmana to Krishna. Krishna came there and in a fight with all the kings, he defeated them, all of them, and took me away from there. Like Ninni Emrigendra Vyu Bhagamacha Vyudhal, just like a lion takes away its portion from a fight. After that, he decides what he wants and he takes it away. Exactly like that, Krishna took me away from after the fight with all the other kings. But he has accepted me in that way. And my only prayer is always that I get an opportunity to serve Krishna's lotus feet all the time. That is the only prayer in my mind. Rukmini Devi said like this and stopped. She didn't say anything further after that. This verse will indicate how the humility in Rukmini. Rukmini's humility has attracted everyone. Krishna, not only Krishna, everybody else who went to see Krishna. Although she was the senior most, we can say, the first wife of Krishna, her humility was something which one has to admire for that humility in Rukmini Devi. Rukmini is addressed by devotees to give them also. So because of this, Rukmini has pleased Krishna to such an extent. All the other wives also were looking towards Rukmini, how to deal with Krishna. So she was more or less the role model for everyone there. Satyavama was the next personality. Yome sana bhivada dapta krda tadena lipta vishabhava marshtu bajahara jitvarksharaja mada retna madal sadena vida pidadi shatama prabhave vidattam. Satyavama says that my father committed a mistake. Talking about Satrajit. Satrajit committed a mistake. I was supposed to be married to Shatadhanu. It was going to happen like that. But it so happened that it came up a misunderstanding and the Samantaka jewel was eventually retrieved and I was handed over. But unfortunately I lost my father. But still, Samantaka jewel and I was handed over to Krishna together. And therefore, that is how I got married to Krishna. Then, but one thing you will see here, that Satyavama didn't say like Rukmini. Rukmini said, I am servant maid. There is nothing higher than that. But Satyavama says, I am not saying like that, she says. I am wife of Krishna. That's my position. Now you may wonder why Satyavama is like that. Satyavama was like that. But Satyabhama's nature was such, Satyabhama, for a few reasons, it was like that. First of all, Satyabhama had this Samantaka jewel. And because Samantaka jewel she has brought, that pride from that, the wealth, isn't it, was very high in Satyabhama's mind. I am not poor, it's not that, don't treat me like a servant maid. That was in Satyabhama's mood. Often you will find that. And because of this, when Satyabhama spoke about it, she was made it very clear, I am not a servant maid, I am a wife of Krishna. So she kept that position like that. Only Satyabhama, no one else has done that. So Satyabhama's attitude was that, approach was that, I am not short of money. I mean, Samantaka jewel, if you have in hand, you are not anywhere short of wealth, isn't it? So 8 kilos of gold it was delivering every day. So naturally you can imagine how much Satyabhama never felt that shortage of money. So not that others also felt any shortage of money. There was so much opulence in Dwaraka. But because the wealth was there, that Aishwaryam or opulences has definitely had an influence on Satyabhama's words as well. But although it was all like that, did Krishna take it very seriously about Satyabhama's mood? No. Why? Because there is a reason behind it. The reason is this, that Krishna knew the situation very well. Krishna sees the devotee's situation more than anyone else. Rukmini and others, if she doesn't like it in Dwaraka, she can say that I'm going back to my father for a few days. 10 days I'll go and stay there and I'll come back when I feel like. Sometimes like they do. So Rukmini has a place to go. Everybody else had a place to go. Where will Satyabhama go? Satyabhama had no place to go. Because her father was killed, Satrajit was killed. Mother wasn't living there. So there was no one there to go back to. And even a younger brother of Satrajit, who was there, Prasena, he was also killed. So virtually she had none to go back to. So although Satyabhama spoke like this, Krishna still patted her very much. And you will see Satyabhama was taken care very well in spite of all these things. That even though Satyabhama has been like that, still Krishna's mercy goes beyond than that. Krishna saw that if I upset Satyabhama, where will she go? So this thought, this is how Krishna's mind works. Krishna doesn't think that, oh, he is like this, he is like that. Sometimes when Krishna feels for a devotee, Krishna doesn't take note of all the pride and other things in the heart. Krishna can accommodate. After all, even if we get proud, how much can we be proud? What can be? There is a limit also, isn't it? That we know our limitations. So similarly, Satyabhama's case also, through that verse also, Krishna has shown another things. What was that? In the Bhagavad Gita, if you look, you will find a verse there. That is, ye yathamam prapadyande tamstadhaiva bhajamyaham mama vatma anuvartande manushya partha sarvashah. That Bhagavad Gita says like this, that according to one's degree of surrender, tamstadhaiva bhajamyaham, I also accept that person. So sometimes there are exceptions to that also. That although that is a general rule, yayathamam prabhadhyande tamstadaiva bhajamyaham, according to degree of surrender, I accept that devotee. That is true. But sometimes, mama varma anuvartande manushya partha sarvasham. That Satyabhama's case, Krishna understood the whole situation. Krishna has taken into account that Satyabhama had nowhere else to go. I have to look after her. So therefore, Krishna did not take notice of all that very seriously. That was one exception of Satyabhama. Then, prajnaya dehadam. Prajnaya dehadamam nijanatha devam. Sidavadim pranavahanyuna bhayudhyel. Nyatva parikshita ubahara darpanam mam. Pado prakrahyamanina ahamamushyadasim. Jambavari. Jambavari is the next personality. Jambavari is saying there that my case was a little different. All the wives were saying their story. So Jambavati is saying what happened to me was that I had no understanding about anything. One day Krishna came into the cave and started fighting with my father. They fought for 28 days. Krishna punched on my father's chest. My father also had punched him heavily. At the end, he opened up his eyes and saw who was standing there. That it was the Supreme Personality Ramachandra himself standing there. In this, the only difference was with the flute in the hand and with the peacock feather and also with the yellow garment wearing like that. So immediately my father took the decision that if somebody who is so strong enough to punch him for 28 days, he must be somewhat a really strong personality. Perhaps he can't be known else except Lord Ramchandra himself. So that conclusion has come to his mind. So he decided to offer me to Krishna. I also think that I am no one else except a servant maid, Padadasyam, that I am my only Padasevanam, my only duty is to serve Krishna's lotus feet. That is how I consider myself. Jambavati said in that verse, my job is like a servant maid for Krishna. Kalim divajam, tabascharan divatnyayam, sobhadas parshanashaya, sakhyo betya grahilpanim, yoham dad grahamar janim. That I was performing austerities and penances to get the association of the lotus feet of Krishna. And one day, Krishna came with Arjuna and send him to me and ask me to come and take the service at Krishna's lotus feet. I accepted that. I consider myself as a servant maid at Krishna's lotus feet. Mitravinda Vajam Yomam Sayamara Ubeti Vijitya Bhuban Ninyesha Yudhami Walpa Velim Dubari Bradram Shameva Gurida Savaram Shayoka Sasyasume Nupava Ankri Avane Janatvam. That Krishna has come and in the association of so many kings who are present there, Krishna has told me from there, like among the hunting dogs, just like when the lion walks in, how they all ran away, they all had to go away from there. And my prayer is always, life after life, I get an opportunity to serve Krishna's lotus feet. That is what Mitravinda said. Satyavaja Saptokshano Adibala Sudishna Suptokshano Adibala Sudishna Shangan Pitrakradan Shiva Vira Vari Chanaya Tan Vira Durmadahana Starasana Grihya Kridan Babandahayata Shishavojadokan. That my father, Satya's case is a little interesting story. Satya's marriage was the seventh marriage. So when Krishna came there to marry Satya, that decision was that someone whoever come wants to marry Satya, he has to control seven powerful bulls who were let loose by the king. They have to bring all those seven bulls under control. Only one who can do it will be allowed to marry Satya. This was the decision that was taken by the king, Satya's father. So when Krishna arrived there, Satya wanted to marry Krishna. But by then, Satya heard that Krishna is married already six times. So Satya had this problem in her mind that if I marry Krishna, what will be my position? I will be the seventh in the list, isn't it? I'll be seventh in the list. How much time will Krishna will spend with me? All this fear Satya was going through. And she was sitting and watching this situation at that time. When Krishna expanded himself into seven different forms at the same time and controlled all the seven bulls at the same time and brought them back and won me in the fight. So from there I could see that if he can expand up to seven persons, at least my position is secure. So that is how Satya felt. Satya felt, I'm not going to lose anything. After all, Krishna will be with me. At least in one form all the time. After all, he can expand up to seven forms here. I don't have to have any fear about that. Not only Satya felt that, Satya's sisters and mother also felt that what we hear about this person is that he has already married a few times. It's the seventh now, he's come to bring another marriage. So all these things, this is natural in the bride's family. All these doubts will there, even all the time. It is always like that in the history. So Satya's situation was like that. And then after that, Bhadra. Pidami madhuleyayam soyamahuya dattavan Krishne Krishnaya dachitam achohini sakhi janei. That Bhadra says that my uncle's son is Krishna. And already people knew that my heart was attached to Krishna. So when Krishna came there, that I was handed over to Krishna without any further discussions in marriage to Krishna. In there, you will notice one thing that Krishne Krishnaya dachitam achohinyam sakhi janehi. That normally in those days, the system was that women will never say the name of the husband, nor the husband will say the name of the wife. They used to manage without all that somehow. Today it is so completely different. So today everything is equal and everything has to be done together. And also it's very difficult that everyone calls each other because it's the liberation time and all that. So it brings a completely different scene. But when you read these verses, you can see the relationship was totally different. So but somehow or the other, when Bhadra spoke this verse, she spoke Krishna's name there. Krishna Krishna Eda Chitam Achohinya Sakhi Janehi. That because of that, suddenly she felt a little shy for mentioning Krishna's name there in that verse. Asyame Bada Samsparsho Bhave Janmani Janmani Karma Vibhramyamanayam Yenada Chayamal Manaham. That
അസ്യ മേ പാദ സംസ്പർശോ ഭവേ ജന്മനി ജന്മനി കർമ്മപരിഭ്രാമ്യമാനായം ഏനദ ക്ഷയമാത്മനാം.
That due to different karma or different activities in this life, in higher species and in the lower species, we have to accept different bodies and suffer birth and death at the same time in these different bodies. Changing body means death. Accepting new body means birth. As long as these two processes are going on, one has to accept distress also. It's a part of that. So by taking whose shelter, one can free oneself from this condition to that lotus feet. I would always pray for to have my association. That is how she said, Bhadra said, Lakshmana, the last.
Lakshmana uvacha, mama abhirajna achyura janma karmam shrutva muhur narada gidama saha chittam mugundi kila padma hastaya vridasu samvashya vihaya lokavan.
That Lakshmana says that Krishna wanted to marry me. I heard about Krishna from Sri Narada Maharshi. And also knew that Lakshmi Devi has married Krishna. That and I had a strong desire, my mind was attached to him.
Nyatva mamadam swadhvi pita duhidruvalsala brihalsena vidikhyadam stotrovayamachi karal.
That my father Brihalsena, he has, when he came to know about my desire to marry Krishna, he decided to organize a plan by which I could marry Krishna.
Yatha swayamvare rajni malsya parthayapsaya akrida ayam tu bahirachanno drishyate sa jale param.
Exactly like Arjuna has married you, Draupadi. How Draupadi's marriage was arranged to Arjuna married Draupadi in a similar competition which was set up. Krishna came there and married me in the same way. And
shutva idal sarvado bhuba ayurmad vidupyam sarva astra shastra tatvajna sobhadhyaya sahasrasham.
When they heard about this competition which was set up by my father, many other kings who are very learned, very, very, very capable and very expert in archery, they have also come with their assistance to my father's palace.
Pitra sambhujida sarve yatha viryam yatha avaya adadu sasharam chapam edhum marshali madhyam.
That all of them who had come according to their position, age and their heroic nature, my father received them and looked after them. And I was presented before them. All of them wanted to marry me, and they took their bow and arrow and started shooting.
Then
many of them could not do it properly, and I kept looking at them. And some tried, some of them tried, but they couldn't even string the bow. And the result was that. And they fell down on the ground.
Sajyam krutva parevidha magadam vashtaje divaha bhimo duryodhana karno navindam stadavastirim.
Bhima, Duryodhana, Karna, Jarasandha, Ambashta, Shishubala, all of them were present there, but none of them could see the target.
Malsyabhasam jale vichya yatva jaradavastirim parthoyato sajadmanam nachinal paspushe param.
Arjuna took his bow and wanted to shoot the fish, looking into the water. He has to shoot the eye at the fish which was hung in the top. But he shot, but it didn't work. Arjuna also failed.
Rajanyeshu nivrteshu bhagnamaneshu manishu bhagavan dhanuradaya sajyam krutva dhalilayam.
All the kings went back. Many of them were so proud, but their pride was gone after this. And Krishna took the bow and played in a very casual manner.
Tasmin sandhaya vishikam malsyam viksha sagra jale chitveshuna abadayattam surya cha vidhidisthiteyam.
Then when Krishna fired the arrow, looking in the water, seeing the reflection of the fish from the top, the sun was present in the star position known as Abhijit. And at that time, an auspicious time, Krishna shot the arrow.
Devidandubhayodedo jaya shabdhayudha bhuvi devasya kusumasayan mujar harshavikvalam.
When this happened, Krishna shot the target. That time, drums were played in the heavenly planets and all over the earth, and they were glorifying Krishna. And the demigods, all of them showered flowers on Krishna.
Tadrangama vishamaham kalanupurabhyam padbhyam prakrihyana gojjula ratnamalam nurneneviya paridhaya kaushikagre samvridahasa vadana kabari trudasrak.
Then, after receiving Krishna as their husband,
Lakshmana is concluding by two verses. Then Krishna is, how Lakshmana approached Krishna. Unniya vaktam urigundala gundaladvin gandastalam shisharahasakadakshamokshaihi rajno nirikshamaridashanagir murari amseranuktakdaya nithadeswamalam.
That Lakshmana was looking very beautiful and dressed very nicely, and she was smilingly, she went up to Krishna and looking at all the other kings who have lost in the fight, and Krishna who got attracted to me came up and garlanded me. And the reason why I looked like that was that Krishna, I wanted to see specifically Krishna separately, so I kept looking at all the kings.
Immediately
there was the playing of all the musical instruments at the same time, and men and women danced and sung.
That
my dear Panchali or Draupadi, that this is how I married Krishna. That other kings who wanted to marry me, they wanted to fight with Krishna because they felt very offended by that.
Mam tavera thamaropyam hairatna chadushtayam sharga udhyamya sannandas tastava jau chadurbhujaham.
Then at that time Krishna, realizing the situation, took me into the chariot and took his bow, shangam, and the arrow, and and was ready to fight with all the kings who were present there.
Darugashodaya masa kanjanovaskaram vratam mishadambhujam rati mriganam mrigaradivam.
That the chariot, when Krishna was ready, standing in the chariot driver waited and no one was coming to fight with Krishna. So just like a lion takes away its portion, Krishna took me away from there.
Mriganam mrigaradivam tenva sajjandarajanyam nishedhum padike chana samyatna mudhadeshwasa gramasimha yatha harim.
That when some people try to stop Krishna on the way, and they put their bows and arrows, and they started following us with the intention to fight.
Te sharga chudabhanoge krutubahungri gandharaha nibhedu pradanegejil ege sandhyajjadudrivum.
That Krishna has taken his bow, shargam, and with that some arrows also, and started shooting them. And some people fell down immediately, and some others immediately left the scene and ran away.
Tadapuyam yadubadi ratyalankradam ravichada dhujapada chitra dhoranam kushastalim divibhuvi chavi samstudam samavishattaranariva sudigedanam.
That Krishna has won everyone, and with completely successful from that, he entered into Dwarakapuri with me. And somehow or the other, it was late in the evening when they arrived in Dwaraka.
Pidame pujayama sa sol sambandivan thavan mahakavasolangare shayasana parichadeim.
My father has given very, very special clothes and many other things for my help, and beds and so many other things, thrones and other other equipments. But everyone received us very nicely. All the relatives and friends who have come for the marriage, they were all looked after very well.
Dasi bhi sarva sambandha bhade bha rathavaji bhi ayudhani maharhani tadau purnasya bhakti daham.
Then horses, elephants and chariots, infantry, so many other things, armies, they were all given, plenty of weapons, everything was handed over to her, and many other servant maids also were given along with me in marriage to Krishna.
Atma Rama Sidasema Vayam Vaigrihadasiga Sarvasanganavrityadhyam Tavasajabhu Vimam.
That is where it says Vayam Vaigrihadasiga, that all of us, all these eight major wives of Krishna, they are saying there that all of us thinks that we are actually servants of Krishna. That is our prayer, that we got this opportunity to serve Krishna as the servant maid. That was our good fortune. In that way, they completed their part. And then the 16,100 wives who are there also, they also had to say, Mahishya Uju,
Bhavam nihatya saganam yudhidena ruddha, nyatvada nakshidhi jaye jidaraja ganyaha, narmucha samsrudhi vimocha manusmarandi, pada ambujam parinaya matakamaha.
This Mahishi said, the Naragasuram, when he went for Digjayam, that is for conquering the whole planet, he won all our parents, and the result was he took us all and locked us up in one place, and we had no hopes of getting married or getting a life afterwards. That was our position. That we were praying to Krishna all the time when we were in the prison. The result was that they came there and killed Narakasura, and we were released from the prison. Not only that, and Krishna married us all. That was this 16,100 wives said. Navayam sadhu samrajyam swarajyam bhaujyam apyada vairajyam parameshtyam cha anandyam vahare padam kamayamahamedasya shrimal padarajashriyam kujakungumagandhadhyam udhyamodam gadabhradaham. Then Mahalishmi always desires that the dust from Krishna's lotus feet she wants to have on her head. That is our position as well. We don't want any other position in this world. Emperor's position, Indra's position, or any other positions, we have no desire for that. Our desire is, life after life, we want to be serving Krishna's lotus feet. That's the only desire we have. All the 16,100 wives spoke like that. Then, Vrajastriyo yadva chandi pulindyastra naviruha gavascharayado gopa padasparsham mahalmanam. That what was the reason for desiring for that lotus feet? That is what is discussed here. Although it is a very, very rare thing, that when Krishna was travelling in Vrindavanam at that time, Vrajastriyo yadvanchandi, all the gopis were desiring for something. What was that? What did they used to see? Pulindyastranavi irudhaha. Pulinda women, Pulinda gopis they are called. This is one of the group of gopis among the gopis in Vrindavanam. Gopis are belonging to several different groups. You have to remember that. If you want to know more about the different groups of gopis, it is discussed in the Garga Samhita. Garga Samhita gives you more information about that. So this Pulinda Gopi's name is mentioned here. And what was the speciality of this Pulinda Gopis? That also you have to know, and where they came from. When Lord Ramchandra was in the planet, if you remember, when Lord Ramchandra had to go to the forest from Ayodhya, when after Sita Devi, Lakshmana and Ramchandra, they travelled together, isn't it? So the first day they came to the place where Guha was there, the person who took cross the river with Ramchandra, Lakshmana and Sita Devi. It is in the Ramayanam, you will see this in the beginning. When after the first day, when Sumantra brought them in the chariot, left them in the forest and went back. And then Ramachandra, Lakshmana and Sita Devi continues the journey in the forest. At that time, when they were travelling, they reached the river bank where Guha was there. And Guha, that place was known as Sringiveripuram. Sringiveripuram was the place where Guha was living. And Guha belongs to this community known as Nishada. Nishadas are Valmiki's community, the people who live in the forest. Nishadas, they are called. So, the appearance of Nishada is mentioned in the Bhagavatam earlier, in the fourth canto. So, among the Nishadas, Guha is one of them, the boatman. This Guha, when Ramachandra was there, received nicely and got the opportunity to serve Ramachandra, Lakshmana and Sita Devi that time. And that service was, he transported them across the river from one side to the other, and from then on they started walking towards Bharadwaja Maharshi's ashram. That all we have discussed in the ninth canto. So when they were travelling like that, at that time, the women who belonged to the same group of Guha, or who was the boatman, they came there and saw Ramachandra's beauty there, along with Sita Devi and Lakshmana. And they have expressed an intense desire to serve Ramachandra at that time. And for those women who wanted to serve Ramachandra at that time, they were given an opportunity again to take birth in the when Krishna came. And that is the Pulinda Gopis. So this Pulinda Gopis, they came there. It says in this verse also, you can see. Vrajastriyo yadva chandi pulindyastra navirudhaha gavashare yadogoba padasparsham mahalmanam. How was this Pulinda Gopis? Pulinda Gopis, they were Nishada women. In other words, they lived in the forest. Due to various circumstance reasons, they could not come closer to the to the other members in the society. In those days, things were like that. They lived in the forest. But at the same time, these gopis were very special. Why they were special? Special because we will see something here that Brajastriyo Yadvanchandi, the gopis wanted to have their association, these women from the forest, forest women, because gopis considered that they were more advanced than them spiritually. How you will notice it here? If you look here in this particular chapter, you will see that all Krishna's wives were satisfied because they felt they have got Krishna. Isn't it? They all felt that they have got Krishna. They got an opportunity to serve Krishna's lotus feet. That's all they wanted and they were satisfied with that. That is what that statement says. Vayam vai grhadasigaha. That grhadasiga, we are just servant maids of Krishna. They were satisfied in that position. But if you ask the gopis, in this verse that is also implied in there, that before all these things happened, one day, you have to remember now, we are in Samanta Panchakam, discussing this in, about Samanta Panchakam, where all this is happening, discussions are going on. Rukmini Devi said to Krishna, that now that gopis have come, Krishna used to talk about the gopis to Rukmini Devi and others, how the childhood was spent in Vrindavanam, and about gopis' devotion also, particularly about Srimati Radharani. So Rukmini Devi, Satyabhama and others have heard about this, about their devotion. So one day, Rukmini Devi went up to Krishna and told Krishna that now that they are all here, why don't we have Rasa dance again, once more, in Samanta Panchakam. Krishna first said, no, 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 that's not possible. Krishna says, that was in Vrindavanam. That was the right place for that. Now gopis have all come here, and I am also a householder now married and living in Dwaraka in such an opulence, that mood will never get what we had in the situation in Vrindavanam is very special. And my relationship with the gopis at that time was also very special. And our relationship was such that we enjoyed that rasa dance so nicely then. Rukmini kept insisting on Krishna that somehow we'll make all arrangements for them. We would like to see this rasa dance again. So because of Rukmini's desire, Krishna went back to the gopis and spoke to them about it. Krishna went back and spoke to the gopis about it. So when they spoke to the gopis, initially gopis also were not very enthusiastic. But when Krishna mentioned that Rukmini Devi and others wants to witness this rasa dance, how we lived in Vrindavanam, gopis also got very rejoiceful about that. And along with that, this rasa dance was arranged. Rukmini Devi, as Krishna has told Rukmini, it is no difficulty in inviting gopis. That is not a problem. Because gopis will come. But looking after them is very difficult, Rukmini, Krishna says to her. Krishna says to Rukmini, because you don't know that they are from the village in Vrindavanam. We are coming from Dwaraka, from the lot of opulences and other things. But looking after them will be difficult for me. I am worried about that. Rukmini took personal responsibility to make sure that Srimati Radharani was comfortable. So it was in those days once, it so happened that Rukmini Devi served Radharani very well. But one day when Rukmini Devi came back, Rukmini saw Krishna was lying and feeling severe pain in his legs. And Rukmini asked Krishna what was happening. Krishna says to Rukmini to massage his feet, and Rukmini was massaging Krishna's feet, lotus feet. At that time Rukmini felt that there was something wrong with the leg, that somewhere there was a boil or something. And Rukmini started asking Krishna, have you gone for some kitchen service somewhere? Something happened. What has gone wrong with the feet? Krishna said, what can I say? What have you done to Radharani? Krishna says to Rukmini. Rukmini said, I have looked after everything. I have done everything according to the instructions. I have done everything what I was told to do. And Radharani is completely satisfied. Did you give some milk to Radharani before you came? Did you serve the milk to Radharani? Rukmini said, yes. Did you check it, whether it was too hot or not? Rukmini said, no, I didn't do it. Because I was a bit late. I handed over the hot milk to Radharani and came back. Radharani took that hot milk and drank it. And when she drank, while drinking, Radharani's mood is inside is Krishna who is enjoying the milk. And so Radharani never felt anything. It was Krishna who was affected by the hot milk. In other words, Krishna got the boil in his leg. And when Krishna mentioned this, Rukmini could understand the consciousness of Radharani. What can you say about Radharani's consciousness? 24 hours without any break, only thinking about one thing, that's Krishna. Nothing else in the heart, inside, outside. My feet is in Radharani's heart, Krishna says to Rukmini. That is why it got burned like this. This was the answer. And even in some of the Puranas it says, one should not even say the name of Krishna without Radharani's name along with that. Radha Krishna, or Radha Dhamada, or Radha Govinda. Like this, one should only pronounce Krishna's name attached with Radharani. Just like when we chant the Mahamantram also, Hare is Radharani's name with Krishna. Without Radharani, Krishna doesn't exist as far as the Shastra is concerned. So powerful, great personality Srimati Radharani is, that Radhadevi's consciousness, Radharani's consciousness, Krishna wanted Rukmini to understand. And Rukmini understood that from that day's experience. So here, that Vajasriyoyad Vachandipulanya Stranaviruthaha Gavashcharedo Goba Padasparsham Mahatmanam. As I was mentioning, Rukmini and the other wives, their desire was they want to serve Krishna's lotus feet, which they got. But in the meeting, after this you will see in the next chapter also this happening, that when the when the gopis and Radharani and others met with Rukmini Devi and other wives there, there was some discussion there between the gopis and Rukmini Devi and the other wives. In that discussion, Rukmini Devi and others, as I mentioned before, you have to remember always the background of this. Background is this. Krishna has brought the devotees together to discuss about him, isn't it? That was the goal. There's an opportunity given to all the devotees to discuss. And kings have come, many people have come, and they were listening to all these different conversations between the devotees. So some of them have heard about Prahlada's attachment to Krishna. Some of them have heard about gopis, their attachment to Krishna. Some of them have heard about Uddhava's attachment to Krishna. So in the middle of all this, people were trying to find out, how did you get to this state of consciousness? How did the gopis get here? And how did the Rukmini Devi and others, they got here? But by hearing all these different things, they have all come to the conclusion that gopis were had the greatest attachment for Krishna. So naturally, all the questions were focused or directed towards the gopis. They wanted to hear from the gopis how their attachment for Krishna has developed so strongly. This was the question they were raising in front of the gopis. Because as far as gopis were concerned, what the difference is? Rukmini Devi and the wives, they wanted Krishna with them all the time. They got the opportunity to serve Krishna. Radharani's and the other gopis' situation is different. They are not even asking for that. They are always saying that, we will wait till Krishna comes to us. This was their humility. Their consciousness was such that till Krishna accepts us and comes to us, we will wait for Krishna to come. So this consciousness of Radharani and the other gopis is all much more powerful, that in separation from Krishna, their attachment is stronger than the attachment of the wives of Krishna who are present with Krishna all the time. You can see the superiority of the gopis' devotion. Gopis' heart was so much absorbed in Krishna that they were willing to wait any amount of time in life till Krishna comes to them, and they are willing to offer all their services to Krishna even in separation. They were absorbed in Krishna even in the separation from Krishna. But Gopis never forgot to say something there. That is this last words, what we read now.
Rajastriyo yadvang chandi.
The gopis have one desire. What is that?
Pulanyastrana virudhaha.
They want to follow. Like Rakni Devi and others were saying, they want to follow the gopis, isn't it? That's because of the gopis' higher state of devotion. They want to get that consciousness of the gopis. But what the gopis saying? Gopis are saying, we want to get that consciousness of this Pulinda women in the forest. Why? Why did they say like that? Reason for that is, if you look in the Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find Pulindyastrana virudhaham. This Pulinda women, they were not ordinary people. What did they do? When Krishna and Balaram and the cowherd boys were moving in the forest during the day with the cows and the calves, they will see Krishna and Balaram coming. When they come, what will they do? They used to take this kumkum or vermilion powder and sprinkle in the streets for Krishna to walk through. When Krishna and Balaram walk through that, and when the dust is settled, they'll go there, pick up that dust through which Krishna has walked through, take it and massage it on all their body and feel and keep looking at Krishna and Balaram. They were like that. Can you imagine the inferiority complex in them because of their birth like that? That they were born in the forest. They were not freely accessible to those who lived in the city. You can say that sometimes in the society these things do happen. That they were so far away from the... they had no opportunity to associate with Krishna very intimately, closely, like the gopis or Rukmini Devi or anybody else. But although they were so far away due to their birth, they were separated from Krishna. In their heart, the attachment was far more than anyone else. That they were willing to satisfy themselves by doing this. And in order to do this, they came to the forest every day and engaged in this. And gopis have noted that. That's what it says there. Vrajastriyo yadvam chandi pulindyastrinu virutaha. Gavo gavo yascharadam gavascharedo gopa padasparsham mahalmanam. That taking the dust from the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram and continuously sprinkling on their body, these Pulinda women, they were feeling extreme bliss in their heart. So you have what is this is telling us is that in this world, sometimes we only notice those devotees who make a big propaganda about them. There are thousands and thousands of devotees who don't make any propaganda about them, but slowly executing their spiritual life in their own way in this world, which we do not take note of. But Srimad Bhagavatam is saying like this to tell us that what pleases Krishna, nobody knows. There are many, many people who serve Krishna unnoticed by others in their own heart. Through Srimad Bhagavatam and through other the holy name and several ways they please Krishna. And we should not forget them. That is what Srimad Bhagavatam is teaching us. We will only see who are the topmost personalities in this world. If somebody is preaching, oh, he must be the greatest devotee. We make our own calculations like this in our own mind. But this is not true. What is pleasing Krishna? Many, many devotees, they in their own way, they are serving Krishna. And that is this classical example of this Pulinda women.
Brajastriyo yadvan chandi pulindastrana virudhaha gavascharedo gova padasparsham mahalmana.
That this was the special mercy Krishna has given to them. And Krishna notices everything whose heart is attached to them. And Krishna was obviously affected by this Pulinda gopis, by their devotion. And Radharani and others are saying that seeing them, we were also affected by that. That is what has made us to act like this. So you can see how Radharani is even acknowledging the position of this Pulinda women or Pulinda gopis in her discussions with Rukmini Devi and others. So so many scenes are going on there, and all these things are bringing about great happiness to devotees when they were hearing all these things. And now ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതി മഹാപുരാണേന്ദ്ര ശമസ്കന്ധി ഉത്തരാർദ്ധി ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണപത്നീനാം സ്വസ്വോദ്വാഹ വർണ്ണനം നാമ ത്രിശേദിതമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. വെൻ ഓൾ ദീസ് തിങ്സ് വർ ഡിസ്കസ്ഡ് ദേർ ദാറ്റ് ദി ഇവൻച്വലി രുക്മിണി ദേവി അണ്ടർസ്റ്റുഡ് ഹെയർ പൊസിഷൻ. ഷീ റിയലൈസ് ദാറ്റ് ഐ എം നോട്ട് ദ ഗ്രേറ്റസ്റ്റ് ഡിവോട്ടി, ദർ ആർ മെനി അതേഴ്സ് എബൌട്ട് മീ. Quite often this pride can come to the devotee also, that I am a great devotee of Krishna. But that recognition has to come from Krishna. It is Krishna who decides who is the devotee and who is not. Because ultimately the devotion is for Krishna. To whom you are devoted, that person has to say that you are my devotee. Otherwise, it is no good. All of us saying each other, you are a great devotee, he is a great devotee, all this doesn't mean much. And unless and until Krishna acknowledges that you are my devotee, you are not, that is recognition, final recognition from Krishna. So that is what Srimad Bhagavatam is saying here. Next chapter, Sri Shuka Uvaja. Now we are moving on to another incident, what happened in Samanta Panchakam at that time. There was a great sacrifice was performed by Vasudev. Vasudev and Devaki, they were present there. And Nandamayaj and Yashoda were also present there. Shri Shukavacham,
Shrutva Pradasu Balaputra Dayatnya Seni, Madhavya Dakshadiva Vatnya Murusvagaupya, Krishna Kilatmani Hareo Pranayanubandham, Sarva Visismirala Ashugala Akula Akshyam. That all these discussions, what has happened there, that was very pleasing to everyone who were present there. And when they all heard about the Gandhari and other gopis, everyone heard about what Rukmini's marriage with Krishna and all the other wives also, they all enjoyed that. And and after that,
that Kundi Devi, Gandhari, all of them, in front of them, Krishna's wives will not speak like this. And Panja, Draupadi won't ask also. They knew about it. But when they heard about all these things, how the wives were married to Krishna, they were all amazed by that. Like this, women were talking to each other, and the men were talking to each other, and they were joking, and they were enjoying different things. Suddenly, a group of sages arrived there. They all wanted to see Krishna and Balaram, the great, great personalities, Krishna's close friends. They came there. Who are they? ദ്വൈവായനോ നാരദശ്ച ച്യവനോ ദേവലോസിത വിശ്വാമിത്രശതാനന്ദോ ഭരദ്വാജോധ ഗൗതമ രാമ സശിഷ്യോ ഭഗവാൻ വസിഷ്ഠോ ഗാലവോ ഭൃഗു പുലസ്ത്യോ കശിവോത്രിശ്ച മാർക്കണ്ഡേയോ ബൃഹസ്പതി ദ്വിതസ്തശ്ചൈകശ്ച ബ്രഹ്മപുത്രസ്തഥാംഗിര അഗസ്ത്യോ യാജ്ഞവൽക്യശ്ച വാമദേവോദയോപരി. ഓൾ ദ സേജസ് ഹു കം ടു സീ കൃഷ്ണ, ദേ ആർ ലിസ്റ്റഡ് ദേ. വേദവ്യാസ മഹർഷി, ശ്രീനാരദ മഹർഷി, ശ്യവന, ദേവല, അസിത, വിശ്വാമിത്ര, ശതാനന്ദ, ഭരദ്വാജ്, ഗൗതമ, പരശുരാം വിത്ത് ഓൾ ഹിസ് ഡിസൈപ്പിൾസ്, വസിഷ്ഠ, ഗാലവ, ഭൃഗു, പുലസ്ത്യ, കശിവ, അത്രി, മാർക്കണ്ഡേയ, ബൃഹസ്പതി, ദ്വിത, ത്രിത, ഏകത, ബ്രഹ്മപുത്ര, ബ്രഹ്മ സൺ, സനക, ഫോർ കുമാരാസ്, അൻഗിരസ്, അഗസ്ത്യ മഹർഷി, യാജ്ഞവൽക്യ, വാമദേവ ആൻഡ് മെനി അതേഴ്സ്. ദീസ് ആർ ഓൾ ദി ടോപ്പ് ലിസ്റ്റ് ഓഫ് ദ സേജസ് and many other sages also who came there. Tan drishtva sahasothaya pragasina nirbadaya pandava krishna ramoja pranemur vishwavandidan. That when the sages came there, all the Pandavas, the kings, Krishna, Balaram, all of them got up from their seat and paid their obeisances to these great personalities. Tan archuryatha sarve saharama achyuto irchayal swagadasana vadhyargyam malyadubha anulephanei. Krishna and Balaram, like ordinary people, brought everything to worship the sages and started welcoming them, offering them seeds, arkhyam, padhyam, and everything was offered, garlands also, and sandalwood pulp was offered to them and worshiped them. ഉവാച സുഖമാസീൻ ബന്ധവാൻ സുഖമാസീനാൻ ഭഗവാൻ ധർമ്മഗുപ്തനു സദസസ്തസ്യ മഹതോ യഥവാചോനു ശൃണ്വതാം.
Then Krishna, in their presence, decided to speak something, and that is what Shri Bhagavan Vacha.
Deho vayam janma vrto labdham kasyena dalphalam devanam abhidushpravam yadyogeshura darshanam.
That Krishna says that how fortunate we are that we have got an opportunity to see you all together. We must have done something. Even for demigods do not get this opportunity to see you all together. We are very fortunate, Krishna says.
Kim Solpadavasamna Namachayam Devajakshusham Darshana Sparshana Prashnam Prahubada Archana Adigam.
Then generally people go into to pilgrimage for Tirthayatra or pilgrimage only with the intention that they will see the deities there in the temples. And they will worship there and bathe in the river and then they will go back. But here we have got an opportunity to associate with the greatest personalities. It is the association of the sages that Krishna was pointing at, how important it is to associate with such great personalities in these places, in these holy places. Actually, every spiritual activity, when it is performed in a holy place, also it has its own effect on the performer. That so therefore all these things are important, association with the right personalities as well.
Nahyamayani Tirthani Nadeva Mruchilamaya Te Munandirugarena Darshana Adeva Sadhavam.
That all the water that is present there is also Tirtham, is also holy water. And all the demigods or the demigods who are installed as deities there, although made of earth and stone, they are also still worshipable. And similarly, the bathing in these tanks also is important. That will purify a person. But nothing will purify as much as when you associate with these great sages. Krishna says,
Na adirna suryo na ca chandra naraga na bojulam kham shasanodavangmana upasita bheda krito harandhyakam vivaschito agnandi mahurta sevayaham.
Then fire, sun, moon, the stars, the earth, the water, sky, air, words, mind, everything cannot ultimately release one from the cycle of birth and death. Because even karma bandham, the bondage of karma, is such a powerful thing. But when there is knowledge is given to such people by the association of the great sages and personalities, that their instructions alone will completely wipe out all the sinful reactions. Therefore, important thing is to serve the great souls or the great personalities. Then eventually Krishna concludes,
Yasi Alpa Buddhi Kunavedrithaduge Sodhi Kalatradishubhauma Ijadi Yatirtha Buddhi Salile Nakarhijal Janeshu Abhijneshu Sa Eva Gokhara.
That people go on pilgrimages, but when they do not have proper knowledge in their mind, that pilgrimage may not be very beneficial. Because this is why the importance Krishna is saying here, yes, yalpa buddhi kunape tritha adushu, that one who thinks himself, this body as himself, that is the first mistake we all make, isn't it? Which is based on air, bile and mucus, tridhadu, air, bile and mucus. It is a combination of these three material that is in this material body, according to Ayurveda. So, yes, yalpa buddhi kunape tritha adushu, one who considers this material body as himself, he is the first step in ignorance, isn't it? Then he identifies with the body totally and then he is going on pilgrimage. What's the use? That's what Krishna is saying. If you have so much bodily identification, and you can see that also, because there is no realization, they go on this pilgrimage and trying to make the body as comfortable as possible when he goes to the sites for pilgrimage. They've gone on pilgrimage, but they look for the 5-star hotel they want to live. So this is the pilgrimage. And they can come back and tell everybody, we have been to Vrindavan, we have been to Mayapur. Good. That's good, they're gone. That esyalpa buddhi kunave ridha dhuge. So in order that such tendencies do not develop in people's mind, Shastram is necessary. How to approach Vrindavanam? That we have to learn from the Goswamis. That was the mood of going to Vrindavanam.
Yes, Alpa Buddhi Kunape Tritha Aduke. This material body is a combination of these three things. One identifies with the body. Sodhi kalatradishu bhaumaijyadi. That one considers oneself as the land of birth is worshipable, and his wife and family as his own, because they have just happened to be due to karma, they came together. But he starts thinking, oh, this is my wife, my children, and identifies with them totally in that way. All these people, that one who thinks that I've gone and bathed in that river, in Ganga here, and in Yamuna there, and somewhere else in Prayag I bathe in some Kurukshetram also, now I finished bathing everywhere. Krishna says, Sajeshu Abhijneshu Sa Eva Gokharaha. Such people who have come back with such pilgrimages, Krishna says they are cows and asses. There is not much different than that. Because rather they may as well bathe in their own bathroom at home rather than go and bathe in these places. Nothing has been gained from such a pilgrimage. This is what Krishna is saying. Because pilgrimage means what? You have to make spiritual advancement from that. And that spiritual advancement is not being attached to the body. It's detachment from this material life. And freeing oneself from this, that is the process. And for that, everything is Yasya Atma Buddhi Kunabe. Krishna has used very strong words there. Yasya Atma Buddhi Kunabe Ritha Duge Sodhi Kalatra Dishubhaumaijyadi. And all these are in the same category, Krishna has put. One who consider the land of birth as worshipable, which is a very big thing in the modern world, isn't it? You are born in a particular place, you think, I am this, I come from here, you know, this is my hometown, I was born here, and I was born and bred here, because I belong to this place. And identification deeply, more and more with that, and feeling a part of that scene. So in that way, the identification with the body and the place of birth, this happens. Identification body starts, then you start thinking that everyone who is born in that place alone is my friend. Everyone else is my enemy. He's coming from that country, he must be my enemy. Because he is not born here. I was born here with them. So like this, ignorance builds up in the matter of 60, 70 years. Even such a short lifespan, you can imagine how much that ignorance is deep-rooted in all of us. In all of us, it is so deep-rooted. And we are willing to fight and kill each other for the sake of protecting this identity. Yasya alpa buddhi kunape tritha duge sodhi kalatradishu bhaumaijyadi. That is one kind of ignorance. The another one, association with the family. To such an extent that nothing else in this life I have to do except looking after my family. This becomes the next slogan. And grahastha life is not too bad, Krishna says. But as long as if one follows Krishna's instructions on grahastha ashramam, it is not bad. But once it goes away from there and grahastha ashram becomes the only ashramam, then it becomes a problem. So that is why it mentions like this. Sodhi kalatra adishu bhaumaijyadi yatirtha buddhi salilena karhichal. And then he goes and bathes in all these rivers and says, I have bathed in all these rivers and comes back. Krishna says there is no difference between any of these three categories. Janeshu abhijneshu sa eva ghokharaha. They are all cows and asses. Krishna says there is not much different than them. This is knowledge. This is what we have to, why we have to read Srimad Bhagavatam. To understand these things. Otherwise, just like the cow, one cow follows the other, isn't it? So similarly, if you follow others like that in the same way, we'll also do the same mistake what others are committing. And we'll also feel that we have done everything what we have to do. Shri Shuka Vaja Nishamyatam Bhagavada Krishna Syakunta Medasa Vajodhuranvayam Vipras Tushnimasan Brahmadhyaya. So Rev Goswami says that when Krishna spoke this, all the sages who were present there, they sat quiet. They didn't say anything about it because the sages were shocked by Krishna's strong words. Chiram Mrishyamunaya Ishwarasyeshadavyadam Janasangrahamityuju Smayandastam Jagalgurum. Jagalgurum. Sri Goswami says, uses the word Jagalguru. Jagalguru is who? Krishna. Krishna is the supreme spiritual master of the whole world. All these great sages, through them Vedas were revealed in this world. Vishwamitra, all these great personalities whom you are listed there. And all those personalities, they all received Krishna's mercy at one time or the other. And all the spiritual knowledge. Then, And they spoke, the sages spoke to Krishna.
Munayavuchu, en maya tattu vidutamavayam, vimohida vishusujama dishwaraha, idi ishadavyaya di gudami haya, aho vijitram bhagavad vijayashtidam.
Then, sages are saying to Krishna, that Daksha Prajapati, Kashyapa Prajapati and so many others, they were all present in this world and they are instructing this world. But ultimately, they are also completely under the control of Maya, your Maya. And the same Maya is influencing us as well. So that Maya, which controls everyone, because all this identity has come from where? It has come from Maya, isn't it? Maya is the source of all these things. This false identification with the body, the false identification with the land of birth, false identification with the family, and so many identification, except identification with our relationship with Krishna. Everything else we have identified very clearly. So the sages were saying that even Daksha Prajapati and Kashyapa Prajapati, the great personalities, they have also been under your Maya. And we are also under the same Maya. Krishna's Maya is controlling the whole world. Then it is such a surprising thing. Aniha medan bahudega malpana sujatyavatyatina badhyadeyada bhaumer hibo hirbahunama rubini aho vibhumnascharidam vidambanam. And then saying to Krishna that you are actually the controller of this Maya. And you are not have any contact with anything else, even with the illusory energy. Krishna has no contact with her. But still, through that agency, you are able to continue the process of creation, annihilation, maintenance, destruction, everything is carried out by your energy. In other words, Tattva Bhadi Maya Adinatham, Krishna is the controller of Maya. Bhadi Maya Adinatham, Tattvam, Bhaktyam, Mahatyam, Saradam Anubhajam, Ishabhidim, Vijahyam. That is how the devotee said to Krishna, you are the controller of Maya, Bhadi Maya Adinatham, Tattvam, Bhaktyam, Mahatyam. But my devotion, I will cross over that Maya. Sadadam Anubhajan, Nishabhidim, Vijahyam. Once I have become your devotee, and if I have got complete shelter from you, then I need not be frightened about Maya. This is devotee's position as far as Maya is concerned. Adhabigale sujanabi guptaye vibarshesatvam kalanigrahaye ja swalilaya vedavadam sanadanam varnashamalma purushaparyo bhavan. Then how Krishna maintains this world is explained, that although with unlimited capacity, energy, Krishna still wants to protect the devotees and destroy the evil. And then because of that, Krishna accepts different incarnations. And through Varnashama Dharma alone, and in different appearances, Krishna also sustains the Vedic knowledge in this world. Brahmadehadayam shuklam tavaswadhyaya samyamai yatravalabdham sadvittam avyaktam jatadaparam. And above all than that, Krishna's devotion to the Brahmanas, that studying the Vedic literature, controlling the senses. Because of all this, the Brahmanas are respected by Krishna, because it is Krishna's tremendous heartfelt feeling for the Brahmanas that sustains them. You will find in Srimad Bhagavatam at different places how much Krishna is affected by the Brahminical qualities. Krishna adores the Brahminical qualities to such an extent that he will make sure that Brahmanas are protected. Tasmal Brahma Vulam Brahman Shastra Yone Stamalpana Sabha Jaisi Sattama Tal Brahmanya Agrani Ir Bhavan. That the Vedic literature are the authority. It is based on the Vedas that everything is, all the knowledge comes from the Veda. And where is the Vedas? Vedas are in the hands of the Brahmanas. Brahmanas study the Vedas. Brahmanas understand the Vedas. That is why they are given this special position. They recite the Vedic mantras. And by chanting the Vedas, chanting Vedic mantras, they maintain a certain purity in this world, from protecting this world from the sinful activities of the human species. So therefore, Brahmanas are very worshipable for Krishna. Adhyanoya janma sabhalyam vidyaya tamasodrasha tvaya sangamya salgatya yadanda shreyasam param. Ultimately, the shelter of all the holy, all the auspicious things is Krishna's lotus feet. Therefore, all the great sages also, they also desire to come back to you and direct all their activities towards you. And we have come here only with the intention that we also attain the final perfection of our worship, because we were able to see you with all these great devotees here. The sages are not always necessarily great devotees, but they do appreciate that when devotees and Krishna, when they see together, they are all the scholars from the Vedic tradition, Vasishtha, Vishwamitra, Asita Devana, and all that. So they all has actually acknowledged the position of the Supreme Personality, Krishna, and the devotees. Namastasmai Bhagavate Krishnaya Gundhamedhase Swayogamaya Channamahimne Paramalpane. That because of Yogamaya, who has covered you, your glories, and you are present here with the completely six opulences, we pay our respectful obeisances to you. Nayam vidanjam ibhuva egaramascha krishnaya mayaya vaniyachanyam atmanam kalam ishwaram. Then all these great kings who are present here and the vrishnis from Dwaraka, they are all under the, although they are within the Yogamaya, in the curtain of Yogamaya, but they do not know what your position is. They still, although they are with you all the time, they do not know your position. The sages are saying like this, that those people, personalities who are living in Dwaraka and those who are living in Vrindavanam, and none of them, the sages are saying, they really understand Krishna's position. Because the sages knew better, isn't it? After all, the sages, they travel everywhere and they live mostly in Tapolokam and Janalokam and Mahalokam and places like that. They have descended from there and they have come to participate in this position where Krishna has arrived. So they who knew better about Krishna's position, they wanted to remind Krishna that this is the situation. Even they cannot understand your absolute position. Nayam vidandyam ibhuva egaramascha krishnaya mayayavaniyachanam atmanam kalam ishwaram. Even they do not know about your position. That Yudhishthira Maharaj, Akrura and Vrishnis, they are all very fortunate people because they got an opportunity to associate with you. Yatha ashayana vrisham atmanam gunadatvadrik nama matrendriyabhadam navedarhidam param. Even we do not understand your position completely. Because when you are in a dream state, what happens is, according to the dream, you are experiencing so many things in the dream also. And we start thinking that as reality. But ultimately that is also illusion, because of the mind and the senses have no able to express it properly. But when you are separated from that, you also feel the illusion very much. So similarly, we are also in that illusion sometimes. Evam tva nama matreshu vishayendriyeshuha vishayeshindriyehaya maya vibhramachito navedasmityu vaplavan. Then in this way, if we are present in this world, what is the possibility of those people who are absorbed in their body and the senses and similar activities? How will they get that discriminative power to see your position? They will never be able to understand your position as the absolute truth. Tasya adya devadarshimangri makhav kamarsham tirthaspadam kriti hridam suvivakva yogi ulsikta bhakti vahala ashe jiva gosha avurbhagavadi madhovanu grihana bhaktan. That many lifetimes we have served the lotus feet of Krishna, and we are able to see it today because of your good fortune. It has got the potency to wipe out all the sinful reactions from our karma bandham or our bondage through our karma. And just like Ganga river, which comes from the origin, is coming from Krishna's lotus feet. And the yogis also meditate on that lotus feet all the time. They are seeing that lotus feet. Today we got the opportunity to see that lotus feet here. And please give us the devotion to your lotus feet. Even the sages are praying to Krishna like this. Shri Shuka Uvaja Ityanutnyapyadasharham Dhritarashtram Yudhishthiram Kajarshe Swashraman Gandhum Munayodhathire Manam. After speaking like this, the sages took leave of Krishna, Dhritarashtra and Dharmaputra and said farewell to all of them and went back to their own ashrams or to their own hermitages. Tadbhikshadanubhavrajya Vasudeva Omahayesha Pranamyajo Samgrihya Bhavashedam Suyandridam. When the sages were about to leave, Vasudev went up to them. Vasudev and Devi were there. So Vasudev realized that these are the greatest personalities who had come for this to this solar eclipse. So having got an opportunity, and these sages knew past, present and the future also. That is another capacity. They had almost all the yogic powers in them. So Vasudev knew all these things. So Vasudev decided to go up to them and talk to them. That's what he did. Vasudeva vacha namo vasarvadeve bhikshaya shodumarhara karmana karmanarharo yathasya annastaduchyadam.
That glorifying the sages, Vasudeva is saying to them that by what kind of activity one can release oneself from karma. Please give us that understanding. So you can see even the personalities like Vasudeva, how much they were frightened about karma. When we speak about karma, people take it very lightly. They think that karma, oh, I can get away with anything what I do. But you can see from the Shastram point of view, even the great sages and Vasudeva, they were also discussing about karma. What should I do by which I can release myself from this bondage in this material world? This was the question Vasudeva posed at that time to the great sages.
Shri Narada Vaja, Narada Maharshi answers that, Naraji Tramidam Vipra, Vasudeva Bhubul Saya, Krishnama Thorbhagam Yanna Prachari Shrayama Almanaha.
Then, my dear Brahmanas, Vasudeva's son Krishna, then Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the father, Narada Maharshi is saying this, and the father is asking us how to get out of from the bondage of karma. That looks a little strange, isn't it? That his Vasudeva's son is the Supreme Personality. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And here Vasudeva is coming and asking us a question which is a little bit surprising, but don't get surprised, he says.
Sannigarsho hi martyanam anadarna karanam gangam hitvaya dhanyam astratyoyadi shuddhayim.
Then these things do happen. What has happened is, Vasudeva and Devaki, due to association with Krishna, started thinking, was never able to accept the fact that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vasudeva and Devaki always thought, Krishna is our son, after all he is our son. So that is the thought all the time. Why did this happen?
Sannivesanam arthanam anadarana karanam.
That due to familiarity, this disrespect has developed. This kind of mood has developed in Vasudeva and Devaki. Anadarana karanam. That is why, even after spending so many years in Dwaraka together, Vasudeva and Devaki, after at the age of 12, when Krishna killed Kamsa, Vasudeva and Devaki was released from the prison, Kamsa's prison. And then they established the palace in Dwaraka, and everything was moved to Dwaraka from Mathura. So from then on, up to this, almost nearly 100 years or so, that Krishna and Vasudeva and Devaki were associating together. And even after so many years, Vasudeva and Devaki is still thinking, Krishna is our son. Nothing else has gone into their head. But the time when Krishna appeared, Krishna has given a special instruction to them at the time of appearance. If you remember,
Yuva mam putra bhavena brahma bhavena cha sakral.
That now you should see me as your child and look after me. Later on, you should understand me as the Supreme Brahman, Supreme Personality. In that way, you should worship me. Unfortunately, only the first 50% happened. The second 50% didn't happen. This is what happens in life. Sometimes when you read Shastram, also you will find so many interesting things, and it is sometimes worthwhile analyzing it also. You have heard, all of you heard these words,
Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja.
It is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita.
Aham tva sarva bhavebhyo moksayishyami ma shujaham.
Then Krishna says in the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita, give up all your other so-called dharma or religious principles and just surrender unto me. And I will look after you and protect you from all sinful reactions. Please don't cry. This is finally Krishna spoke to Arjuna. Isn't it? In the Bhagavad Gita this verse comes. So one person read all these things. And he said, one day he was hearing a lecture from Bhagavad Gita. He said, then after the lecture was over, he went up to the speaker and told him, whatever you have spoken is very nice, but I have done 50% of that, he said. What is that?
Sarva dharman parityajyam.
I have given up all other dharmam. That I have done. But that mamegam sharanam vraja, I have not done that, he said. So can I have that 50% result from that?
he was asking this to the speaker. Now what do you say to such people? So Shastram is such a thing, you can twist it in whichever way you like it. You say, I've done so much, now let me have the benefit from that. So similarly, here also you can see that when Krishna said, Sarvadharma Anparityajya, you don't have to stop there, you have to continue further from there. Mamegam Sharanam Raja. You have to surrender to Krishna, accept Krishna's position as the Supreme Personality, and that didn't happen. And Vasudeva's case also, it was the same thing that happened. Vasudeva has accepted Krishna as their son nicely, but Vasudeva has forgotten to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There was a problem there. After all, for a father and mother, for the parents, the son is always the son. It is never anything higher than that. So, in that mood they carried on. But now, Krishna decided that if I let them go like this, they are not going to get back, they'll get stuck here. So rather, I will make them ask this question to the sages. What is their position? Let them ask this question. That's how Vasudeva Devaki were prompted to ask this question. And Srinara Maharshi in between is answering this. Yasya anubhudigarena layolpatyadivasya vai sado nyasma cha gunado nagutaschana yushadim. Only because of ignorance, Vasudeva has felt like this, that Krishna is our son. But if they knew who Krishna is, actually, knowledge personified, and time personified, and everything coming from Krishna, the origin of everything, janmadhyase yadaha, like Srimad Bhagavatam says there, if they know that Krishna's real form, if they knew, then they wouldn't have spoken like this, would they? So, in the next verse you will see how it is explained. Tam klesha karma paribhaga guna pravahai avyahadanubhava ishwaram advidiyam pranadi visvavibhavai upaguna manyo manyeda suryamiva meghahimo paragehi. Very important verse. That how to bring about this ignorance in a person in the best possible way, Sri Narada Maharshi explains in that verse. Tam klesha karma paribhaga guna pravahai. That due to very sinful reactions and activities, we acquire sinful reactions and karma from that. And that karma is continuously flowing within us, within our consciousness. And when that's happening, what happens is that generally people think that when they look at the sun, sometimes the cloud covers the sun. Cloud covers the sun. So the people are saying that the cloud has covered the sun now. They think like that. But strictly speaking, cloud cannot cover the sun. What the cloud has covered is our eye. In our little face, these two points there, the cloud comes and covers that. And a cloud cannot cover the sun planet. It is so huge. Nobody can cover the sun planet. It is so huge in the universe. And we are thinking that cloud has covered the sun, isn't it? So that is our ignorance. It's nothing but our ignorance. The cloud has covered the sky. Actually, what the cloud has done is covered our eyes from seeing the sun. It's the other way you have to look at. Similarly, when there is a strong fog or mist in the air, same way we say, oh, it is so foggy, it has covered the sun. Actually, sun cannot be covered by fog either. The fog is covering our eyes. So this is how it is. Manyeda suryamiva hema vipoparagai. That similarly, Srinara Maharshi is saying here that this sun of knowledge, Krishna, is within us inside. Is inside in this every material body, Krishna is present there along with us. But we have no idea what he is doing, where he is. And in total ignorance, we wander around in this world without any realization from that. So, just like the cloud has covered our eyes, similarly, the three modes of material nature and karma bandhanam, or the influence of our own karma, which has originated within us due to our own sinful activities, that covers that knowledge of Krishna which is within ourselves, who is already present there. He has covered this by this so-called the different sheets of ignorance, what is existing in us. That is acquired by the living entity when he accepts a material body. In that material body, so many different ignorances is covering him. That is why he is not able to see Krishna within himself or in any other living entities. So the more, the deeper the ignorance, layer of ignorance that is covering a living entity, the more difficult it is to penetrate inside and to see Krishna within the heart. Shastras are telling us Krishna is within the heart. All the great personalities who have realized Krishna, they are also saying that Krishna is within the heart. We don't find it. So what to do? This is our problem. So we start manufacturing then in ignorance so many other things. We start developing new different plans and ideas. And then we start our so-called research after that to find out where God is. But he is sitting very much inside, but we are not able to find him. Exactly like the way the cloud has covered us and we are not able to see the sun, and we are still thinking that. This is the beauty of Krishna's creation. He is present in every living entity. He is present in the stavaram and jangamam, as it's mentioned, that in all living entities everywhere, Supreme Personality of Godhead is present. In the whole creation, nothing else exists except Krishna. In spite of that, we have no idea where Krishna is. We are still struggling ourselves and finding out, inquiring, does Krishna exist or not? This is our question still. That's how the deeper the ignorance is covering this, our soul. The soul is covered by this consciousness like this. So that's why it is mentioned there. Tam klesha karma parikarma paribhaga guna pravahi avyahata anubhavam ishwaram advitiyam pranadimi swavibhavai ubagudhamanyo manyeda suryamiva megahimo paragehi ato jurmanayo rajan nabhashyanagadundubi sarvesham shunvadam rajyam tadaiva achyudaramayom. That after glorifying like this, the great sages glorified Krishna like that and addressing Vasudev and hearing Krishna and making Krishna and Balaram here ask this question. Karmana karma nirvaharam nirghalam esha sadhu nirubhida yad shraddhaya jayad vishnam sarvayajneshwaram makhaim. That by karma alone, one has to free oneself from karma. That is, we discuss this also in Bhagavad Gita, what this beauty of karma yoga. By karma alone, one has to come out of one's own karmic reactions. And that is what the question Vasudeva has asked. And that is what is discussed later on. That chitasyo upashamo yam vai kavibhi shastra jatshusha darshita sugamo yogo dharmascharta altmamuda avaham. That all activities, when it's offered to Vishnu or to Krishna, that the Shastras and the Purva Acharyas, the previous Acharyas, have found as the easiest process to release oneself from the bondage of karma. That in that way, the mind will become, the chittam will become satisfied, and the result is that his activities will become pure. And therefore, Varnashram Dharma was created. Ayam susthenam spantha dvijadeya grihamedhina yashadayaptavitena shuklene tyajapurushah. Then grihasthashrama, one who has entered into Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra, and for them also this is the most easiest process. Then all of them, with whatever wealth they have acquired through their process of swadharmam or executing one's own prescribed duties, whatever wealth they have acquired, they should offer that to Krishna's service, and they should serve Krishna with their wealth. If they do like that, they can free themselves from the bondage. For the Brahmanas, the six different kinds, Yajanam, Yajanam, Adhyavanam, Pratigraham, and so on and so forth. And for Vaishyas, business, agriculture, and cow protection, and such things. And whichever way one acquires wealth, all that should be offered to Krishna. Vitteshanam yajnadanir grihairdara sudeshanam atmalogeshanam deva kalenam sujel budaha grami etektaishan asarve yurdhirastha bhovanam. Then, as soon as one executes one karma in this world with such an understanding, offering all his results to Krishna, he will not be bound by such karma. He will release himself from that and purify his existence in this world. Otherwise, vitteshanam, for the householder particularly, three things are mentioned. Vitteshanam, dareshanam, and putreshanam. Vitteshanam means attachment to the wealth. Dareshanam means attachment to the wife. And putreshanam means attachment to the children. So when one is absorbed in these three, they are called as eshanatrayam. In Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita also you will see reference to that. When one is attached in that way, it is very difficult. Eshanatrayam is the difficult thing for a householder to free oneself from. Then they are instructing Vasudev that we have three kinds of debts in this world. What are the three? One, our debt to the forefathers. One, another debt to the great sages. And the third one, the debt to the demigods. You can understand them. The debt to the demigods, because demigods maintain us by offering them necessary things for our survival in this world. Rain and sun, wind, and so many other things, what is necessary for our maintenance in this earthly planet, that's provided by the demigods. So we owe them for what they have done to us, and we satisfy them by performing sacrifices. That is why sacrifices are necessary to satisfy to clear our debt to the demigods. Then similarly, to forefathers, we have a debt. And in order to clear that debt, we have to offer them. The Shraddha ceremony is performed for that reason. And also, Devarshi Bodhap Chandranam Pidranam Nakingaro Nayam Nijarajan Sarvalmanaya Sharanam Sharanyam Gado Mugundam Parihrityagartam. So similarly, for demigods, the forefathers, and the and the sages, three people, three groups, we have three different deaths. So the sages came and told Sri Narada Maharshi, and other sages told Vasudeva and Devaki that looking at you, we can't see that you have any debt for your forefathers. They were able to see that because of their higher transcendental vision. You have no debt for the forefathers. You have no debt for the you have no debt for the sages as well, because all the time great sages were taken care of by Vasudeva and Devaki. When they came to see Vasudeva and Devaki, they have executed their householder life in so nicely that they did not have any more debt to the sages afterwards. So the sages said, there is no debt towards the sages, there is no debt towards the forefathers also, but there is some debt towards the demigods, he said. So in order to fulfill that, we shall perform a sacrifice specifically for that purpose, and a sacrifice was organized for Vasudev. Saying this, that if you fulfill this debt also, you will be able to release yourself from Gastashram. Vasudeva Bhavan Unam Bhaktya Paramaya Harim Jagadam Ishwaram Pracha Sayadvam Putradam Gadam. Saying like this, that they started glorifying Vasudeva for his good fortune to have Krishna as their son. And because of this only, Krishna has appeared in as your son to release you from this bondage. Shri Shuka Vaja, iti desham vaja shrutva Vasudeva Mahamana Tandrashin Hrityujo Apre Mudnanamya Prasadyajam. Sudeva Goswami says like this, that when the sages spoke like this, Vasudeva was very pleased. He prayed his obeisances to all the great sages present there, and accepting them to execute this particular sacrifice, the arrangements were made. Atadikshayam pravartayam rishnaya pushkara sraja snada suvasaso rajan rajana sushtvalangrida. Vasudeva has taken the diksha, that is the yajmana's position, when he execute a particular sacrifice. And all the other Vrishnis also, they have come bathing and nicely with flower garlands and wearing first class clothes. And they were there along with Vasudev, and they all looked very opulent. Vasudev's wives also, he had 18 wives, all of them were present there in that sacrifice at that time. And they were all very nicely dressed, because that is how sacrifice is performed. The person who is performing the sacrifice, along with his wife, Yajamanan and Yajnavatni, the women also have to be present there. And they have nothing to do during the sacrifice. They just have to sit there all the time. Nidram Radangabadaha Shankaviryanagadaya Nanudurnada Nartakyam Stushtavu Sudamagadaha Jahu Sugandyogandharvya Sangeetam Sahabartrigaha. Then the Apsaras women came there and they danced, and similarly all the instruments were played and many people were sung. Tamabhyashin Janvidiva Aktamabhyaktamartvija Patni Virashtadashavi Somerajamivodhavim. And they all, Vasudev's 18 wives, when they were dressed nicely, and Vasudev all over his body is smeared with butter, that is necessary also. And he looked very nice in the association of all his wives. Then, this is again explaining about Vasudev's special position now, associated with all his wives there and the way they have dressed. Tasvati jo maharaja ratna kaushaya vasasa sasadasya avire juste yatha vrtrahano dhvare.
So final now?
Maybe, yes.
We'll have to stop there.
Yeah, all glory to Srila Prabhupada.